If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
And now,
this takes us into murky waters, where the lawyers tell us we'd be rash to go fishing.
Our feature presentation.
Well, that's an upper intro.
No kidding.
Cheery, is that what you're saying? See, so that happened. But beyond that happening, that apparently the man has his foot on her neck, we're not allowed to talk about, but beyond that happening... What about Kevin killing Richard Jewell? What about that? What about you killing the accused Olympic Park bomber? You hounded that poor man right into his grave.
I did no such thing.
Don't think I didn't think that first thing yesterday
we all did.
When I heard he died.
Here's what happened. This is the dude, the security guard, that found the bomb at the Olympics in 96 in Atlanta?
Yes, 96 in Atlanta. He found the bomb is what happened. Planted the bomb is what you accused him of.
That's not true. But Jimmy Kimmel and I were flying to Atlanta the very next day to cover the Olympics, right? So, of course, the bomb goes off, everybody freaks out, and they are suspecting, the FBI is suspecting Richard Jewell. Well, he passed away yesterday.
Yes.
And all of the media was out in front of his apartment. So Jimmy and I went to out in front of his apartment. But see, what you don't remember, Bean, is that we never accused him of planting the bomb. We accused him of A, being fat,
right,
and B, eating some of the neighborhood children.
I do remember that.
Okay.
But you wouldn't have been out there, though, if he hadn't been the central figure who was, at that time, believed widely to have set the bomb.
By the FBI.
That's why you were there.
By the FBI, but I'm saying we
just piled on.
I'm saying we didn't accuse him of that. The FBI did. We accused him of being fat, and that's what killed him.
Yeah, what did kill him? By the way,
some kind of kidney problem. He should have.
He's 44.
He had diabetes, I think.
He should have listened to us. You don't eat neighborhood children. It's not healthy.
They're very fatty.
They're very fatty.
Good
going,
good going, Kevin, the email begins. First, the guy gets wrongfully accused of a bombing. Then you go and kill him. Hey, where did you go after the show on Wednesday, huh? God, I wish Unsolved Mysteries were still around. That's what our friend Paul Lee writes.
Hey. I'm telling you, we never accused him of that. The FBI did.
You did your own investigation.
We
asked
decided he was neighbors in the apartment complex if they ever saw him eating any of the children in the neighborhood. That's what we did.
Did you or did you not, when you were standing out in front of his apartment back in 96, order a pizza and have it delivered to him?
Well, yeah. He had to be hungry. hiding in his apartment. We were trying to help.
Right. But that's, like Lisa said, that's what killed him.
That's what killed him.
So, nice job. Way to go, Kevin.
Should have said him like a non-fatty smoothie is what I should have said him.
Yes, exactly.
It is funny, though. And by the way, what a sad half of his life, last half of his life.
Oh, but, dear God.
I mean, to be only 44, too, by the way.
Yeah.
But it is funny that all of us, including K-Rock listeners, that's the first thing we thought is, way to go, Kevin. Nice job.
But you guys remember the comedy, right? We weren't out there saying, hey, stop planting bombs.
No.
Jimmy and I did a lot of interviews. It was all around him being fat. And somebody should have listened to us and not all the other press that was out in front of his house.
Yeah, it turns out you guys were right.
Claiming that he, planted the bomb and starting with the FBI. So the FBI owes him an apology. Everybody else owes us an apology. Because we were trying to point out a very, very big danger.
You were worried about his health?
Yes.
That's what you're famous for.
Yes.
Can you imagine what a nightmare it must have been for that guy who really was doing the right thing, who really was trying to help and being a good citizen?
And saved some people's lives, got some people out of the way. And I heard a clip this morning where he says, yeah, most people still just know me as the guy who was accused of planting the bomb and have no idea that I actually helped some people not die.
Or that he got cleared.
Yeah.
Either way.
Right. Well, more people know Richard Jewell's name probably than know Eric Rudolph's name, who is the guy who did set the bomb.
And yeah, still alive.
No question about that, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
but
anyway,
I'd just like to say again, I had my finger on the pulse of what was really going on.
I think there's more to this story than you're telling. I somehow think you're still responsible.
Sure
just because it was 11 years ago doesn't mean you didn't somehow have something to do with it.
All right, well, we're out. Good chatting with you.
There's no way to
Lisa still
us?
Does... Lisa still doesn't know, by the way, because she hasn't read her, caught up on her emails yesterday, so she doesn't know why everybody's walking around with a hangdog look today.
I was at a movie last night.
Yeah, I wish I was.
Didn't catch up.
Lisa, I don't want to say it got bad, but at one point, Kevin and I were talking on the phone last night. That's how bad it got.
No.
Kevin, who never answers his phone, me, who never makes a phone call. That's the combination that was in effect last night.
How often does that happen?
Never. I don't recall any time that happening.
Yeah, it doesn't happen.
So,
yeah, but it was bad.
So here's the deal. Well, we can't talk
about
it.
There's got to be a way to
We
say
can't
it.
Talk about the deal. We can't.
We can say in general terms that the man's got his foot on her neck, though,
sure.
And that we're living in 1954 America. We can say that.
Sure. And we can say it's only a matter of time. Enjoy today's show, people.
Oh, you think we're on the downward spiral?
I think if not this time, the next, and if not next time, the next one after that. It's only a matter of time.
However, Kevin did come up with a great piece of advice for young and up-and-coming broadcasters. You know, like I look at intern Johnny, who works here on the Kevin and Bean Show. He's a terrific intern, and he's just – you see the enthusiasm that he has for the business and the excitement he has for radio, and you think, well, there's a kid who could make something of himself. There's a kid who has got the, you know, the skills and the go-to-itness to apply himself and really get somewhere in this business. And then you think – he has no idea what he's in store for. That poor mother effer has no idea.
Bastard.
I know. He is getting ready to walk off a cliff, man. He is so wide-eyed and naive and thinks the world is full of promise. He has no idea how soul-crushing it truly is.
Yeah. I'm with Bean on this one. I'm not usually the one that who cries soul-crushing, but this is bad.
It's no good.
There's no way to say anything about it?
Well, we've been told not to say what we did.
We've been told not to even mention that there was controversy. But the good advice that Kevin has, and this is what I was starting to think, I lost my train of thought, but the good advice that Kevin has is learn to do a radio show that offends no one, and then you got yourself something. Apparently that's what America is waiting for right now. That's what they're out there just craving right now, is something with all of the edges rubbed off that not one person listening can possibly find any reason to be offended for himself or anyone else.
See, I think what we did, we didn't ever try to offend one group. We tried to offend everyone.
Yeah, we were equal opportunity.
We totally were, but
exactly.
But the group that happens to be offended at that moment never realizes that.
Of course.
They think they're the target, when really everyone's the target.
Of course.
Right.
Including us.
Yeah, if you laugh when we make...
This show beats me down every day.
Of course.
Day.
Hey. I mean,
and you still come back for more?
You listeners, try sitting in this seat.
Are you kidding?
Oh, my God in heaven.
What happens is that Group A laughs like hell when Group B is being made fun of.
Right.
But then when it turns around to Group A's turn, then all of a sudden it's not funny anymore. And
right.
It's, you know, racist or sexist or homophobic or some other ist or obic.
Right.
But it's fine when it's somebody else. That's what happens.
That and everybody is what I've noticed.
Yeah.
Everybody gets their turn. And when their turn comes around, they just, they shouldn't. Kevin and Bean shouldn't be allowed to do, say, think that.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
You're going to get Ryan Seacrest, and you're going to like him. That's what our company is telling you, the K-Rock listener. So enjoy that.
Okay.
We're going to be somewhere else. All right. We need to move on.
I'm sorry I did that.
Oh, sorry.
I'm embarrassed that I did that.
Wrong button. Sorry.
I did a bad thing.
Sorry about that. All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show.
What's left of it?
Do you think someone will be offended if we talk to the American Mustache Institute?
Oh, yes.
They might be. There are a lot of people out there don't like mustaches. Got to be very careful with that interview. Dear K-Rock Management, I was deeply offended when I heard Kevin and Bean promoting mustaches on the show Thursday morning. I will never listen again and will contact advertisers to make sure no one else does either. Letters are already being written.
Michael Jackson birthday celebration?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not going to offend anyone, right?
I have no idea.
If you love children, you can't support us talking to, you know, an accused pedophile.
Yeah,
clearly, somebody can be upset about that. Scratch that. Can't do that.
Jay Moore, no possible way.
He left his wife and baby for another woman. That's very offensive to a lot of people.
He's offensive all the time.
He is. Wonderfully so.
Can't talk to Jay. Got to scratch that.
Okay.
News coverage of the Heat?
I think we can do that, can't we?
I don't know. The hot does make some people sweat.
That's correct.
Someone might not like that.
The National Association Against Sweaters.
Stupid ways you got caught cheating?
Well, clearly adultery is not a topic that's fit for, you know, over-the-air free public radio conversation.
K-Rock LA Invasion? Tickets?
I think, I don't know. I think
look at all the bands, dude. Look at the bands. Look at the lyrics.
True. Yeah, that's true. There's got to be somebody who – Kid Rock has some bad words on some of his songs. You're right. We probably can't talk about that either.
Good times.
Let's just play music.
Cat Corbett's up next with 5.5 hours of nonstop K-Rock. Dear K-Rock management, my name is not Delilah. I am offended that you are playing a song about someone else. Sincerely. Oh, fire Kevin and B.
I'm sorry I did that. I'm embarrassed that I did that. I did a bad thing.
It's 5:51. Ralph Garman, good morning. How are you?
You know, you have no one to blame but yourselves.
BS.
Tell me why.
BS.
I absolutely believe that 100%.
Well, you're dead wrong. Sorry.
Well, you want to hear what I have to say first?
Not much, but go ahead.
Okay. I do. I'm interested.
Because you're caring. That's your problem. Because you care.
We're not. We're not. We're trying desperately to not be, but
it's so much easier when you stop caring. I found that out a number of years ago.
Ralph checked out a couple of years ago.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. When they canceled Sex You and Me and told me that was too provocative for radio, which is a segment that everybody loved universally.
And was educational.
Educational.
And informative.
Listeners loved it still to this day. Oh, I miss Sex You.
Yes.
I
hear
that. Yeah. Once they did that to me, I was like, you know what? All right. Yeah, I'm checking out. And I hit my punch card and I clocked out and I was like, it's so much easier. We just come in here and you say a few things and you pick up your check and you go home.
You're
it's
right.
So
I apologize.
Easier. You should just stop caring. It's so much easier. Trust me. Why don't you stop being passionate about your work and try to be creative and actually put yourself into your work and develop a good product that you care about that you think people will like? Once you give all that up, the rest is easy. After that, it's just...
But then we're just Psycho Mike, and who wants to be like him, you know?
Well, when you think about it, think about the few past run-ins we've had with management.
Yeah, I know.
Who's been the source of it?
Let me see. Mike, and then the other one was Mike.
See,
and then,
that's what I'm saying.
I guess Mike is the new one, yeah.
So I'm just giving you some new perspectives. First of all, stop caring about your job, period. And second of all, blame Psycho Mike.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're right.
It's a good one-two punch.
Done.
A little advice from your old pal Ralph, that's all.
Thank you.
Time for the showbiz report.
Let's take a look, shall we?
Or whatever it is we're calling it.
Yeah, whatever.
Can we say beat?
See, I don't care.
Yeah, okay.
See, it's so much easier. Call whatever you want. Call it the Ryan Seacrest Show. Called The View. I don't care what you call it. Doesn't matter. It
I
just
like
doesn't matter.
I like to learn
just
from you.
Just doesn't matter. We need that clip from Meatballs where Bill Murray just goes off. It just doesn't matter. I don't give an F anymore. I don't give an F about the station or the ratings or anything else they care about. Let's stop caring about that, too.
Yeah.
So when they come and say, oh, you guys have to do this? No, we really don't. You know why? Because we don't care.
I don't care.
So much easier. Owen Wilson has nothing on us in terms of depression. So we better call 911 and check our homes tonight. It turns out he may have more than just relationship troubles regarding the suicide attempt. All kinds of reports are coming to us now that apparently he had some sort of serious drug problems.
That's not good.
Yeah. Although one of the sources is Courtney Love.
Oh, well.
I don't know if you can take her word for it. But apparently she says it's because of her ex-boyfriend, Steve Coogan. For those of you who don't know who Steve Coogan is, he's a British actor, very funny, talented guy. Had a couple of smash hit TV series over in England. Done a few movies over here. He's very close, apparently, with Owen Wilson. And Courtney says that when they appeared together in Night at Museum and Around the World in 80 Days, Steve introduced Owen to the wonders of serious drug use. And she warned Owen Wilson to stay away from him because she says when you're around him, you feel pressured to keep up with him and do the same drugs that he does. one of the reasons that she's no longer dating the dude.
It's like high school all over again.
Yeah. I have an inside industry source with firsthand experience with the two of them together who confirms exactly what you're saying, is that Coogan was even a more outrageous partier than Owen Wilson was and just dragged him along with him into areas he just he got in too deep with.
No kidding.
Wow, Bean's got a source.
Yeah. I do.
Who is it?
I know, it's shocking.
Who is it?
I just reject that totally.
Marty,
he doesn't have a source.
Who's your
source?
Well, obviously I can't say
why?
That, but it's somebody who's awfully reliable.
You forgot we don't care anymore.
That's why? Right.
We don't care anymore. Okay.
That's right. In fact, Us Weekly is reporting that last May, Woody Harrelson tried to stage an intervention with Owen at his home in Hawaii.
Wow.
Sure he wasn't just there trying to get some weed?
Well, that's possible. Dude, you stop doing drugs and give them all to me. That was the intervention.
Do you have any extra?
Woody tried. But so these are the reports coming in now. So maybe that has something to do with Owen's.
Oh, that's rough.
Owen's despondency last week. So we'll have to wait and see. But hopefully.
Frankly, it gives me the willies.
It does give me the willies, too. Have you heard these new commercials? It's like a rap deal. I think we play it here on K-Rock about the flat buns.
Ooh, I like flat buns.
Oh, sure. Yeah, Carl's Jr. now has a sandwich, the patty melt burger, that comes with flat buns instead of the usual round buns. So it's got sort of a white rapper team on this commercial, and they're doing this song about how much they love flat buns.
Right.
Sort of a takeoff on I Like Big Butts.
Right.
Sir Mix-a-Lot. Well, in a tie-in with that, there's a new list. There's a new list of the flattest buns in female celebritydom.
Heather Locklear.
Flattest meaning they don't have an ass?
They just got flat butt. They got no ass.
All right.
You want to hear the list?
Sure.
Natalie Portman, they say, has no ass.
Sure.
Victoria Beckham, no ass.
Yeah.
It's going to be ultra skinny, all of them, right?
Yeah. Lindsay Lohan, they say, has no ass.
Hmm.
Hillary Clinton.
Who's looking at that?
Number six on the list with no ass. Flat butt. Flat buns. Cameron Diaz, fifth on the list. Flat buns.
Yeah.
Misha Barton, flat buns.
Oh, sure.
Kieran Knightley, flat buns.
Mm-hmm.
Kate Moss, flat buns.
Yep.
Mm. Number two, Paris Hilton, flat buns.
Hmm. Sure.
And the number one flattest buns amongst all female celebrities? Nicole Richie.
Sure.
Flat buns.
Okay. No buns.
No buns.
Got
no
buns.
They did a mail list, too. You want to know, Lisa, who has no no buns? Number 10 on the list, Senator Barack Obama. Flat buns. No ass.
They had to have one politician in each list.
Oh, those blacks.
That's surprising. He is black.
Yeah, usually they got shelf butt, you know? You want to see a butt look like Ricky Williams from the Dolphins.
Yeah.
That guy, that's a butt. That's something you can sink your teeth into, you know?
Not that you would.
Orlando Bloom, number 9.
Sure.
Okay.
Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, I could see that.
Flat butt.
Sure.
Rudy Giuliani.
I don't even want to look at
Who's
his
Who's looking
butt?
At politicians that way, by
flat
the way?
Flat buns.
He's old.
I mean, I could see actors and actresses, but...
Who else?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Sure.
Flat buns. Tobey Maguire. Flat buns. Okay. He looks pretty good in this Spidey suit.
Yep.
Yeah. Maybe that's a stunt double.
They're probably
whose ass I'm admiring in those movies. Johnny Depp, they say, has flat buns. Jackie Chan.
Hey!
Really?
You would think with all that exercise, he would develop a nice set of glutes.
Yeah.
No such luck. Number two on the list, David Letterman. Flat buns.
Okay.
The guy sits
behind a desk all night. How do you ever get to see his ass in the first place? What, do they have an ass cam in his chair?
You see what kind of shape he's in, though, when he comes out and touches his toes and everything else while he's on stage.
Yeah.
The guy's in pretty good shape.
But he's got no buns.
No buns.
Flat buns.
Yeah. Pants won't stay up.
Number one on the list.
Who?
Ryan Seacrest.
Oh,
flat
no.
Flat buns.
Really?
Flat buns.
Sure.
It's just what we need, another list with him being number one.
Yeah.
Sure.
Besides Emmy.
The category is people who annoy you.
Yeah.
That's Ryan number Seacrest. One on that list.
Beer Mug, what are you doing? What are you doing sneaking in here all stealthy like a ninja trying to act like you're somebody?
I need to get the music from Lisa.
Oh, okay. There we go. Take care of that. Do some business.
There you
go. I mentioned yesterday that Danny DeVito was going to be on The View.
Right.
Yes. With Whoopi.
For the first time, with Whoopi. With her, that's her first guest she'll be interviewing with his first appearance since he showed up all loaded on the set, being all drunk.
That was a hell of a performance.
And he claimed at the time that he was all juiced up on limoncello.
Right.
He and George Clooney had gone out the night before and just got rocked on this liqueur that's just like an after-dinner drink that you sip. And he had like 12 of them or something. So he's going to be on The View talking about that and unveiling his own line of limoncello, his own brand, Danny DeVito's Limoncello.
That is so refreshing to have a guy, A, admit he was loaded,
yes,
and B, just capitalize on it.
Be like, now introducing Courtney Love's heroin. Everyone should do that. Everyone should just own their drug of choice and just make some money off of it.
Make some dough off it.
So K-Rock listener yesterday did a little research and sent me a link to the website that features is the home of Danny DeVito's Limoncello. And they've got their new jingle up on the website.
Oh, fantastic.
After hearing this song, I'm going to drink the crap out of limoncello. I'm never going to drink anything else but this, and I'm going to start drinking on the show tomorrow, I think, when I get some limoncello.
Excellent.
But you need to hear the Danny DeVito song for limoncello.
He sings it?
No, he doesn't sing it. I don't know who sings it, but we should have him open Weenie Roast, whoever he is, because it's the most magical song you've ever heard. Please enjoy Danny DeVito's Limoncello.
Danny DeVito's Limoncello, it's a taste delight from this famous fellow. It's also very nice, perfect serve, cold on ice, the finest summer drink from Italy. So mi amici, serve the finest Limoncello, you really gotta try it. It's the drink of Italy, just try it and you'll see what the lemon was meant to be. DeVito's Limoncello, yes siree.
Yes siree.
That's the happiest little song ever.
That? No wonder you drink it. It makes you so happy.
I don't know that drink.
Well, you're going to know it.
Okay.
Next week in Vegas, that's all we're going to drink. You and me, buddy. Limoncello up the ass.
Could we? You take it up the ass? You don't even drink it?
That's an option. Any orifice
will
do.
We won't have to worry about doing the show
when
we're in Vegas. So what?
That's true. Because we'll be off by then.
Right.
Can we start today? Is there any way we can start pounding today, Ralph?
I wish I could
wait till Vegas.
I went to 7-Eleven this morning. They don't carry the limoncello at 5 o'clock in the morning. Trust me, I looked. I
appreciate that dedication to try and find it.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Bill Daly, one of my favorite TV character actors. He was on I Dream of Jeannie. He was the best friend of Major Nelson on that show. He was also on the Bob Newhart show. Played the pilot who lived next door to him, Howard.
He's the best.
He was just a great, very funny guy.
Is he still alive, Ralph?
He used to do that a lot. That was like his major acting style, yeah. He's 79 years old today. Happy birthday, Bill Daly. Lewis Black, our pal from The Daily Show.
Could not be older than he is right now.
59 years old today. And Michael Chiklis, Chicky Baby, from The Shield, Fantastic Four. He is 44 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
All right. Type for the Afro line, 323-520-AFRO, if that's all right with everyone. First call is, a complaint about people not respecting other people's barriers.
Had a quick thing about bathroom etiquette. I just went to a bathroom, and I take the stall on the farthest end, and some bastard comes in right behind me in an otherwise empty bathroom with 7 or 8 stalls, and sits down in the one right next to me. And he proceeds to grunt and breathe. And if you're a bastard and you have to take the stall next to me, shut the hell up. I don't want to hear you breathing and grunting. I don't want to hear your fecal struggles. Okay. Shut up.
Okay, all right.
First of all, that's no way to talk about a member of the United States Senate. First of all, okay?
See what you did? You know what I forgot to ask earlier this morning is... Mariners Angels. I forgot they had game 3 of a 3-game series yesterday.
Oh. See?
Oh, wait. Hang on. That's what this next one's about.
That's the sound of the Mariners getting swept, bitch.
Lost
it
again.
It was not the most ideal turnout for the series. When you have the opportunity to really make up some ground in your division, you're playing the first place team, you don't really want to lose all three and lose them badly. You don't
Although, if you're an Angels fan, it turns out it's a little better and easier to take.
Yeah.
We're 5 back now with 31 games to play, so it's very tight, very tense.
Hey, look at me, I'm snorting coke, I'm buying coke, I feel so hot. Hey, yo, I'm back on, yo.
Allegedly. There's no possible way anyone could know that. Lisa May has her share of friends.
I want Lisa May's pink berry. Lisa May.
Definitely not yogurt.
Talking yesterday. talking yesterday about the cult of Pinkberry. What the hell is it, and how is everyone hooked on it already?
Yeah.
That happened fast. But at least people don't know what it is, and it's super expensive.
That's good.
So that's a good plan right there.
Hi. I just wanted to say I was totally
beeping.
All right? Okay. Bye.
Depending on what the word was that was beeped, I'm in.
Yeah, sure.
Could have been kill for all I know.
Yesterday, you'll never find out, Pete. Not allowed. Yesterday, we talked to Psycho Mike, and we were going to play some clips of his really bad TV appearances.
Uh-huh.
But he wouldn't shut the hell up. Once he starts telling the story about Psycho Mike, Psycho Mike keeps going and is endlessly fascinated with Psycho Mike.
Hi, this is Psycho Mike, and I went to an audition. And in this audition, blah, 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 11 o'clock, blah, 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 I don't know who, blah, 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 see, blah, 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 I'm Psycho Mike.
That's what that listener heard, and it's frankly what I heard as well.
Yeah, that was rough. That was some rough radio right there, listening to him try to get to any effing point ever.
Psycho Mike is a big douchebag.
Yeah.
The douchiest of all douche.
And finally, it's calls like this that make us want to keep going.
I hate you, Kevin and Bean. I hate you, Lisa May. I hate you, Ralph. You guys suck. You suck. I hate you. You suck. You suck. Get off the radio. You. Oh, my God. You suck.
Soon now, enough, my friend. Soon enough.
Why would Mr. Weatherby call the Afroline instead of just calling us at home like usual?
I already have it. I downloaded it from the internet like 2 months ago. What are you talking about? The Foo Fighters is old, man. I'm over that one.
He has what it before they're recorded somehow.
I think he does download the music directly from the artist's brain. Psycho Mike, you've heard the new Foo Fighters album that doesn't come out for a while. What's the deal on it?
It's really good. I mean, it's Foo Fighters. It's
which is good.
Yeah, I mean, you get what you...
That's what I hope for when I go to a Foo Fighters record.
You get what you expect with them. But then also there's a couple songs that really deviate from their sound. And the song I really, really liked was the ballad that he did for the Australia miners that got caught down in the mine about a year ago.
Right.
It's an instrumental. It's about 4 minutes, no lyrics, but it's
no
really
lyrics.
Good. Yeah, I mean, it's like a really kind of more like an avant-garde Dixieland instrumental. It's really good, though. I mean...
Doesn't sound good. The way you describe it.
I go to Foo Fighters for Dixieland. That's what I go
for. We got the Beastie Boys. We got Foo Fighters. What's up with this? Instrumentals. Nobody wants to put lyrics to them anymore.
Well, it's one song out of...
It's a lot of work writing all those words for a song. It's easier just to let them play the music.
And in Australia, they still look for the miners, right? They don't do like we do here, which is just say, nope, not going down. Just leave them. Sorry.
What's wrong with you?
Done. We're going to have a... Well, that's what they did, though. They abandoned the search. They just said, okay.
After people died, you douchebag.
And they still drilled a couple more holes after that.
But what I'm saying is, how would you like to be a family member and they're never even going to bring the guy back up? He just, wherever he happened to fall when the mine crossed,
But what's the other What's the other option?
I think there's a way to get
it's in like
there.
Mount Everest.
Well, why don't you
people
go help?
Die up there, you
I'm not an expert.
There.
I'm not the guy. I'm just saying there's a way to get in there. They could collapse the whole mine and then dig through, for instance. They could do that. If they're not going to ever use it again, just collapse it and then dig through.
Well,
then nothing else can collapse.
What would be left of those guys if you collapse everything?
Something that you put in a box for their widow, that's all.
Bean hasn't thought that through really all.
No.
Maybe I have.
He's not the guy we want to turn to in this kind of a situation.
All right, where's funny man Jay Moore? I don't have the time or the patience today for people like this.
I don't know either. Don't make me get the guy from the American Mustache Institute on the phone. That's scheduled for just after 7 o'clock. There's a guy that actually runs a website for the American Mustache Institute.
And they're angry.
Of course they are.
Everybody's angry. Everybody.
Of course. We're all going to have to wear mustaches very soon.
Or else we're prejudiced.
Yes. So anyway, that's coming up. Plus, we got the tickets for the K-Rock LA Invasion. And that's going to hurt. I can guarantee you that's not going to be a pleasant time. Stupid ways you got caught cheating a little bit later on this morning. Easy Pass. Easy Pass is the latest way. It's really bizarre. I guess that's how you pay a toll. And it's the Easy Pass. And then, then they send you a bill and it shows where you were on what day at what time.
At what time.
And if you're telling your significant other you were someplace else on that day, things go terribly south.
I think it's actually happened where, oh, no, I stayed at my place in the city last night, honey, and then the bill comes or whatever, and you can see that, oh, you were really on the parkway at 3 a.m. What was that all about?
Yeah.
And that's and people are complaining about that. So.
And you say, well, yeah. It wasn't me.
Somebody stole my car and then brought it back the next morning. Anyway, all of that coming up straight ahead here on The Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, 6:38, as we mentioned, our old friend Jay Moore. Yeah, he's a great actor. Yeah, he's a terrific comedian. But he also knows some stuff about sports and some junk, and he's all over the Fox Sports website right now. Jay, welcome back to The Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. How are you?
That'd be cool if you were there. Oh, there we go. Jay?
Hi, guys.
Hey there.
What's up, dude?
How are you, boys?
We are good.
Well, not so good.
Not good. How are you?
What's wrong? No, you have to carry them out. What's the problem?
It's a long story, dude.
Uncle Jay?
You remember the last time you were in our studio and you were telling us how to handle people who are angry at the show?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's gotten much worse.
People being angry at the show?
Oh, yeah. No, not really. No, just person. That's all.
What happens these days, Jay, as you know, is that one person complains and it brings down a whole company, and they basically are so terrified of any kind of, you know, backlash or some sort of organized protest or boycott, or basically they just say you can't do anything that might offend one person, and then they come down on us, and it makes it hard for us to talk about anything because there's always somebody out there who can get offended by anything we do.
The key is you just make fun of the Portuguese. Nobody cares about the Portuguese.
Jay always gives us good advice.
That is excellent advice.
No one cares.
All right.
About the Portuguese. You're never going to have a big Portuguese rally.
Stupid Portuguese. They're all smelly and criminals.
Yeah. They're just like a Band-Aid on Spain's taint.
Yes.
Oh. I like it. This feels good.
You can't make fun of Mexicans. You can make fun of Canadians.
Okay. America's hat, sure. Right?
Portuguese.
Canadians and Portuguese.
Like Larry Bird. That's about it.
And that's it. Okay. Which you do in your new sports column. Jay is on because he does a thing now on Fox Sports where he's actually a writer now. For how long? A year, did you say?
For 1 year, I'm going to write columns for FoxSports.com. And yesterday, I just filmed my first webisode.
Wow.
It's so strange. You go to a big TV studio and you're like, when does this premiere? And like, it's actually on your computer right now.
And you're like, yeah, but when is it on Fox Sports?
It's foxsports.com.
Right.
Yeah, it's foxsports.com, and it's pretty fun. It's kind of like a big TV studio, and I just stood there, and we had a lot of sports jokes, and I basically, it's kind of like when I was on More Sports, I just do a whole bunch of sports monologue jokes into the camera,
right?
Make fun of soccer, and then as the season goes on, like, I'm going to do my football picks against my son. My son's 5, so that'll be fun.
I can almost guarantee you your son's going to have a better record than you are.
Oh, I don't know. I brought him on the NFL Network. He got crushed last year.
Really?
Yeah, he had 3 wins.
You mean when he was 4?
Yeah, when he was 4, they had him on Fox. Yeah, good for you.
And how much did you bet him? And how difficult was it for him to pay you back without a job, Jay?
Well, I trick him a lot with the numbers, because a nickel is bigger than a dime, so he wants a nickel.
Yeah, oh, good.
And if I shine a penny, like, super shiny, I'll go, like, look how shiny this penny is on FoxSports.com.
Jay, I want to ask you about this. I got an email from a K-Rock listener.
Can you say that these days?
No.
Probably not, yeah. Hey, Portuguese, you can say.
What group of people is what type of person?
Listen, here's the most frustrating thing, Jay. Not only is it happening, but we're being told we under no circumstances can even talk about the controversy.
So then way to bring it up, stupid.
I'm just saying.
Well, we're too bummed out to just pretend like nothing's wrong and just go on and go, oh, isn't soccer bad? I mean, we feel like it's all you want to talk about. And we get a guy like you who's been there who knows what the pain is like. And that's why we were looking for advice. And you gave us good advice. Now we've got something to think about instead, you know?
Portuguese suck.
Exactly.
Portuguese are awful
people. Let me ask you this, Jay, because we're getting into, you know, we're right around the corner from football season, and this is Bean speaking, and I get a lot of emails from the Raiders fans, because I hate the Raiders, because the Raiders are the worst team ever. And I just got this one this morning. Hey, Bean, it's not too late to jump on the Raiders bandwagon. All the cool kids are doing it, and face it, the Seahawks are a flash in the pan. Your thoughts?
Yeah, my emails from Raider fan begin, dear asshat.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
They all want to kill me.
Let me ask you this, based on that, Jay. It seems like there's no bigger group of know-it-all a-holes than sports fans.
Well, yeah, that's why sports is so much fun.
So when you get on and you start talking, you know, about the Red Sox, which you wrote about, or the Raiders and stuff like that, you must get a tremendous amount of hate.
Yeah, I get a lot of hate mail, and then I start, because like I said, on FoxSports.com, you can make your own comment page.
Right.
So you'll read like 15 pages of people's comments, and if when you go to the website, you can make your own blog, and people can read your blog, and there's this little blogging community, and they're just like the biggest, I can't say the word on your show.
Yeah.
But
Portuguese.
Swarmy,
Portuguese, right.
A-holes. And then I start responding to what they write, and my wife's like, honey, you told me to make you promise.
Right.
I'm like, don't let me talk to these people, because my wife said it best. She said, the internet is the world's largest bathroom stall. Like, you write whatever you want, and you just get up and get back in the car and drive to Baker. So, like, literally, when you're responding to a blogger, you're responding to the guy that's like, your mom blows, and you're just sitting there going, no, your mom blows.
Yep, that's true.
And you're like, why are you responding to this guy that just took a dump before you did?
That's a good point. This is Jay Moore on the phone with us right now. We're talking about his new Fox Sports column and also webisode, foxsports.com. You said something in one of your columns, I guess your first one. I don't know if it was a joke or not, so I'm going to ask you, that all NBA refs are on the take. What do you mean by that, beyond just the one that we know about?
No, they're not all on the take, but they're all terrible. Like, I've been to games where I've seen a referee, you know, make a bad call, and the coach has been screaming at him, and I've seen a referee go, I'll make it up to you on the other end. You know, you see
they
that
say that out loud?
Oh, I've seen it at least a dozen times in my life. And how many times have you seen a guy take a three-pointer and he gets hit after the ball leaves his hand and he falls on his back? That never gets called.
Yep.
And Shaq gets fouled three times for every time they blow the whistle, and you know they're going to hack Shaq, and so that means they're doing it on purpose, so that means it should be a flagrant foul. So NBA referees are terrible. Ever see, like, three guys land on the floor? Like, how did they get on the floor without touching each other? Somebody got fouled.
There's a lot of times there is no call.
Yeah, NBA referees are so awful at their job. It's like, I'll watch a game with two teams I don't care about, and I wind up screaming at the television because it's making me angry. But you never see, like, I know we make fun of, like, umpires all the time, but you never, like, sit and watch a baseball game and go, this umpire is killing us. It's like, all right, high strike zone, deal with it.
That's true. That is true.
It was so bizarre to me how the commissioner of the NBA handled that, where he didn't have any idea that that one ref was crooked. But then once it was turned out that one ref was crooked, he said, but I'm absolutely positive there's nobody else who's crooked. How would he know that?
I don't know. It's a pretty bizarre thing. And that could have been really the death knell for, like, the entire NBA. They have a bad thing on their hands. Thank God for Michael Vick. Otherwise, it would be a much bigger deal.
The NBA should send him a letter of thanks.
Michael Vick would have been better if he stabbed a human being in the face.
That is true.
People care more about stupid dogs in this country than they care about people. Like, you ever go to a movie, like, you see Independence Day, and, like, 40 million people die, and then a dog gets its hind leg caught in a car door, and people go, oh, the poor animal.
By the way,
poor
you're
animal.
Just...
Will Smith just got shot. Leave me alone, lady.
You're describing Bean to a T right now.
Well, Bean's a big animal lover. Well, why is it okay to kill bulls in a bullfighting ring?
No,
we shoot deer, we eat cows, and then you raise these... I mean, have you seen a pit bull? They're not exactly like the cuddliest creatures in the world. They're kind of here just to kick the crap out of each other.
That's just not true,
the
by the way, Jay.
Don't fight. Well, how come the pit bulls that they sell have scars on their faces? They all look like old fighters.
And teardrop tattoos.
Yeah, pitbulls all look like Raider fans.
Well, that I think I could agree with you on.
You can get this kind of pithy commentary on sports, foxsports.com. And the webisodes, how do you find those?
I don't have my computer.
You don't know.
My Mac froze.
Yeah.
For the third time.
Good, good. So go to foxsports.com and you can find
it. Yeah, go to foxsports.com and you should see my webisode is up. It's funny and it's good. You should see my impression of Jesus if he was from Boston. His apostles would have been John, Paul, Fitzy, and Noma.
Listen, Jay, we're going to be in Las Vegas next week, so I don't know if you're going to be there, but if you are, you got to come by and see us, dude.
What are you doing in Vegas?
MTV Video Music Awards are next weekend.
Oh, wow. I didn't know MTV had anything to do with music anymore.
They don't really. We're going to be out there for most of the week, though, so I just wanted to let you know, because I know you're there in and out sometimes. But we'd love to have you back in studio whenever you can work it out, all right, dude?
I will, of course, be back in studio. I'll be in Brea, like, I think, in late September, so I'll come back there to
fantastic.
Kiss
okay.
your butt
sounds good.
To help promote my dates.
I know. You hate that, don't you?
No, I like seeing you guys. It's cool with me.
All right, foxsports.com. Jay Moore, thanks a lot.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Bye now. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 6:54.
What's Ralph, you okay?
No, I'm not okay. It just keeps getting worse.
Why can't they just fire Lightning? He's the producer, ultimately. Isn't he the one who's responsible for what goes on the air?
That's yes. what I'm going to say in court.
As am I.
Wasn't us. He forced us to do it. All right. It's 6:55. Yeah, your chance to win tickets to the K-Rock LA Invasion coming up. Too bad we won't still be working here to go to the show. And also the American Mustache Institute just yes. after 7 o'clock.
I'm just going to start one. I'm going to start growing one in support of, the AMI. Yeah.
Very upset, those people.
As they should be. I always thought I'd look good rocking the mustache.
Well, you're wrong.
I think you could, never have.
You could pull it off,
never
Ralph.
Never done it.
No, I had a beard and mustache when I went through Europe, when I traveled through Europe. I stopped shaving.
Ralph would look like a buff Burt Reynolds.
He would.
I tried both. I tried the mustache and the beard, and at the time I thought, hey, not bad. But now when I look back, I go, what in God's name was I thinking? Well, I didn't have any friends to tell me how stupid I looked.
Remember when I had to grow the goatee for Joe Schmo 2? They made me grow a goatee.
Oh, yes.
And I had like a black goatee and jet, like Kevin colored hair, like just bleached blonde hair. And Bean said, you look like that dude who killed his wife. Who was that guy up north?
Scott Peterson.
Scott Peterson, yeah. Yep. I looked like Scott Peterson on The Lamb. That's what I looked like.
Of all the people, though, Kevin needs to grow a mustache.
Oh,
yeah.
Dear God.
Kevin looked great with
Listen,
mustache.
I'm telling you, I've done it. I look like an idiot.
You look like Jeff Kent with Down syndrome.
By the way, if you've seen Kevin and you do admire his hair color, you just go into any West Hollywood salon and ask for Kevin colored hair.
Ask
they'll
for the
hook
Kevin.
You up.
Ask for
yeah.
the Kevin.
Yeah. You'll be fine.
Well, as if we don't have enough reasons to be depressed, I guess you've heard the bad news.
Now what?
Sunday. In Lancaster, California.
This coming or last one?
This past Sunday.
Okay.
In Lancaster,
okay.
California.
Yeah.
El DeBarge was arrested.
What?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Taken into custody on Sunday for domestic violence. Investigation of domestic violence.
He lives in Lancaster?
I don't know. He was beating somebody up in Lancaster. Apparently, he found out who was holding Donna now.
You couldn't even get through that
horrible joke. The reason they're holding him without bail is because he has two previous warrants for narcotics cases. Who knew El DeBarge
wow.
was such a badass?
That's what I'm saying. It's good for his rep.
El is a...
He needs that
El's
street cred.
Outlaw. He plays by his own rules, that El does.
By the way, Dave the King of Mexico, reporting on what we were just talking about with the mustaches, writes, let's all grow statues.
Statues?
Yeah.
Statues of Liberty? Doesn't Dave sort of have a mustache already?
Sort of.
He's got that black peach fuzz rocking.
Statues. He usually has the neck beard. It starts well below the chin.
True, but sometimes he has the mustache.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
I don't care. I'm just looking through my stories here, seeing what I should talk about. Lindsay Lohan may already be out of treatment and back in the clubs.
Oh, good.
No.
Good. I'm glad to see her healthy like that. Back being healthy and happy again.
E! Online claims that a Los Angeles DJ was overheard bragging that he'd partied with her on Saturday night.
Oh,
Cirque Lodge, the facility where she got her latest chance at sobriety, would not comment on whether she was released or not, but Lindsay's representatives swear the story isn't true.
It seems hard to fathom.
Well, here's the thing. Star Magazine is claiming that either she is on the verge of or has been already kicked out of Cirque Lodge.
Oh, is that right?
They say she's not taking the rehab seriously. Star Magazine reports that the actress has broken every rule that the treatment center has, and they've told her to shape up or get out. So depending on when they got this story, she may be out. If
wow.
They said, look, this isn't working out between the two of us. You need to go.
Because that was the same story at Promises, right? Or wherever
yeah.
she was before.
Yeah. Because wow. Promises, they let you get away. They're like, here's your whippets and sex closet. Enjoy your nudity. That's pretty much what they told her when she was walking around there.
So. If we reported it, it's a fact.
That's okay. Right. It's just that simple. TMZ reports that the divorce filing between Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston includes a revelation that at one point, Bobby Brown was living in his car.
Oh, man.
The couple's prenup, which is included in the divorce papers, allegedly says Bobby can't get alimony or support, and has Bobby claiming that Whitney won't let him see their daughter, Bobby Christina, because she blocked his number from their phone. He also claims that he paid approximately $10,000 for Whitney and Bobby Christina to live in a nice hotel while Whitney was going through rehab. At the same time, he claims, I basically lived in my car.
I never would have imagined that the guy in DeBarge would be doing better than the guy in New Edition.
I know. Sad.
It's his prerogative.
Wow.
Oh, dear
nice.
God.
Nice.
Kate Moss and Pete Doherty may be back together again.
Oh, good.
Oh, Lord.
Good.
The New York Daily News says They spotted the two of them holed up in a hotel in London last week, and they've been there for 5 days.
Yeah, I wonder what they could be doing.
They haven't left the room in 5 days.
Sweet!
They're in a hotel. What could they be doing? I guess... I have to go watch Sid and Nancy again and make sure I can find out what they're doing. Where does the two are talking? Marriage!
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what you want to do when you're in a very destructive relationship is cement it.
No word yet on whether Pete Doherty's cocaine-addicted cat will be a flower bearer or not in the wedding, but we're all hoping for it.
I have a hard to believe the Kerouac microphones are there, but I do have a statement from rocker Pete Doherty if you'd like to hear it, Ralph.
I'd love to.
F*** everybody!
Yeah.
F*** you! Eat suck
right?
F*** your mom! Yeah. Die, die, die! F*** your mom! Die, die, die! F*** your mom! Die, die, die! F*** your mom! Yeah!
Yeah.
Seems like he's a little out of control.
Yeah. He's a delight.
Think Angelina Jolie's sick?
She's
Have you seen photos of her
skinny.
Lately? Yeah.
She is so unhealthy looking, skinny-wise, just way too thin.
Star Magazine is spreading the rumor that she may be suffering from a liver disease.
Really?
Yeah, something similar to hepatitis.
Oof.
But it's hepatitis light. All the joy of hepatitis, but only half the calories. What does that mean, something similar to hepatitis? Anyway, boyfriend Brad Pitt is naturally nursing her and making her see a doctor and get help. So we'll have to follow that story and see how well she fares. And talking about the mustache, greatest mustache on TV ever has to be?
Well, it's got to be Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck, right. Yeah. Magnum P.I. Rocked the mustache better than anyone else. Well, they're still talking about taking that series and making a big screen version. According to Star Magazine, Nicolas Cage
is
in talks to play Thomas Magnum on the big screen. I want nothing more in life.
Same here.
Than Nicolas Cage to be Tom Selleck.
How would that sound, Ralph?
I'm more of a Higgins protector.
Have you guys seen
Thank you
advertisement for the new National Treasure?
Yes.
No,
yes.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh my God.
Does it look as good as the first?
Better. Somehow there's this book of secrets that only presidents can read, and it tells that one of his relatives was in on killing, I don't know, Lincoln or something, and he's got to get to the bottom of it. It's just the most absurd thing you've ever seen.
I'm so in. I'm lining up
Watch
now for
it
tickets.
Online. You will die.
I can't wait.
He decides to kidnap the president
because
only the president has access to this book that has every national secret of aliens and the Kennedy assassination and the whole deal. So that's his plan. It does look amazing.
He kidnaps the president.
I love it.
More of a president protector.
It looks terrible. It
looks awesome. I haven't seen it yet. It looks awesome.
Awesome, terrible.
I loved the first one. Loved it.
I know.
Well, this one makes that one look like it's just a masterpiece of all time.
And I am usually way off the mark when it comes to what the public likes versus what I like in movies. But remember how much money that first one made?
It was
a gazillion dollars. It was brilliant.
It was terrible.
Him running around with the Declaration of Independence under his arm.
Oh,
that little canister. It was awesome.
This one looks so much better than that one.
Oh,
this one does make that one look like it made sense, Ralph. That's how far out this one is.
Can you imagine if there is a book that all the presidents can read? Except for George Bush, because he can't read.
That would be Cheney would have read it, though, right?
That's right. He would have read it to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Today's celebrity birthdays, Michael Chiklis, Detective Vic Mackey on The Shield. He, of course, is the Thing in the Fantastic Four films as well. And if you've never seen his earlier series, The Commish, it's worth a second look. See if you can pick it up on DVD and take a look at it. It was a real good cop show that didn't get much attention, though it was on the air for 3 or 4 seasons.
I think I ever saw that.
Commish? Hmm. It's real good. You won't believe him, though, when you see him in The Commish. Because this is pre-shaving his head and buffing out.
Oh,
so he's like fat and he's bald, but he has the hair on the sides of his head. He looks like he's about 72 years old. He looks so much younger now than he did when he was younger. It's very odd.
Well, good for him.
And he also played John Belushi, too, in the movie Wired, the life story of John Belushi.
He played Curly?
He's had a longer. He played Curly in the Three Stooges movie? Yeah. He's a very talented dude. We should have him on the show again.
Yeah.
He's 44 years old today. Louis Black, one of our favorite comedians of all time, is 59 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Thank God somebody is finally tackling the tough issues. That's all I have to say. I don't know if our guest Aaron Perlett is running for anything, but I'm certainly going to vote for him. He is the executive director of the American Mustache Institute. It's AmericanMustacheInstitute.org. Aaron, thank you so much for being on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Thanks for having me on. I actually was going to run for something, but then I had this incident in a bathroom stall where I was kind of rubbing my leg underneath the...
Did you tap three times?
Yeah, I did. And I put my luggage in front of the door of the guy next to me, so it's really very odd. I don't really like to go into it, so let's move on.
I don't blame you. Listen, is there really... We've been laughing all week when we saw your site, but is there really discrimination going on in this country in 2007 against dudes with mustaches?
Oh, there is no question there is. I mean, even on the home front for me, my wife says, you know, I love the man, not the mustache. There's a lot worse things my husband could be doing, but, you know, I'd prefer you without it. But it, you know, whether you look in the workplace, whether you look in pop culture, whether you look just socially, the mustache certainly went out of fashion at the end of the 70s, maybe the early 1980s.
Right.
You know, the last people to really successfully sport the stash were guys like Magnum P.I., which we need to get to because I heard about this whole Nick Cage nonsense. But you know, Tom Selleck, a mustache guy who, of course, shaved his mustache when he did Three Men and a Baby. Burt Reynolds is still one of the champions of the mustache. But, I mean, think about the national broadcast spectrum. Who was the last newscaster, an actual anchor, to wear a mustache? It was Walter Cronkite, who left the air in 84.
Right.
You know, the only guys now on air that are still sporting a stash are... Geraldo Rivera, I'm not sure he counts, and John Stossel on ABC.
That's what I was going to mention. He's proudly with a mustache on the air every week, right?
He's got a great mustache. But you know, a perfect world for me. I want to see Brian Williams on NBC grow a mustache. I want to see Charles Gibson grow a mustache. If Katie Couric wants to afford one, that's cool with me too. But we want to see that. But there's, you know, there has been a certain level, I think, of discrimination against the mustache American in the workplace as well.
Aaron, what do you do for a living that doesn't have you busy enough?
I'm an international sponge designer and a pastry repair chef.
So you're a comedian.
If there's a Boston cream pie that needs filling, I'm there.
Oh, easy, dude.
Wait, that sounds vaguely nerdy. You know, it's interesting. I'm on your site, AmericanMustacheInstitute.org, and it's funny because you got these pictures of people who have recently worn mustaches. And, for instance, in the world of film, I guess an actor, when he puts a mustache on, it's a joke. Borat is on your site. Will Ferrell, in his role as the Anchorman, he grows a mustache. It's almost like nobody thinks you can be taken seriously in a movie if you're rocking a stash.
I couldn't agree with you more, and it's kind of a shame. That's why, as I was saying, Burt Reynolds is one of the few guys who has consistently worn a mustache since after he did Deliverance, maybe in the early 70s he grew his. But you're absolutely right. I mean, it's almost a parody of someone. I mean, look at Will Ferrell's character in Anchorman. I mean, that was a parody of the 1970s Anchorman.
Right.
In the 70s. You had the mustaches and the turtlenecks going hand in hand everywhere.
I'd like to ask a question just to make sure I'm on the same page as you two. You, Aaron, sound like you're being serious, and Bean's asking serious questions. We're all – this is a big joke, right?
No, this
is – No, I mean, I think, you know, we like – there's no question. There's a lot of fun about the mustache. No question about it. But, you know, we do believe in our mission, and that is to, you know, stand up and try – for the mustached American, and also try to bring the mustache back into popular culture.
Right, but as a punchline, right?
You know what? I'd love to see more people wearing mustaches. I wear a thick, rich, and luxurious mustache, and I'd love to see more people doing the same.
Yeah, but are you just complaining about a fashion trend? I mean, you could as easily be a guy who's trying to bring back the tie-dye shirt. I mean, it's in or it's out, and maybe it'll come back. But I can't imagine that you're going to make that change.
Well, you know, every movement starts with something that helps begin the movement, whether it's some kind of action, whether it's some kind of think tank group like us, or, you know, whether it's some kind of incident that
you're
draws
a knee-jerk.
You're not a
think tank group.
Oh, no, we're a think
you're
tank
not
group.
A think tank group.
We're a think tank group. We're a research organization. You know, we are a catalyst for movement in American culture. The American Mustache Institute is an August group with a proud history.
Hey, hang on a second, because the Anchorman has a response to Lisa's question.
You're just a woman with a small brain, with a brain a third the size of us. It's science.
Exactly. Hey, two quick things for you, Aaron. Number one is I think I saw something in your press release that made a reference to discrimination in the courtroom based on a potential juror with a mustache. What's that story?
That was actually from a story in the London Daily Telegraph. There was a Supreme Court case about a juror that was removed for having a mustache. And quite frankly, that was news to me, but... These are the kind of issues that we're looking into, the hard issues, the serious issues.
Dude, that guy's hiding behind something.
He's hiding behind a mustache.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, it's probably this enormous handlebar thing that no one could stop staring at.
It's like a clown, man. You see that painted on smile and you go, there's something evil underneath there. It's the same thing with a mustache.
And the other point is, Psycho Mike, who works here on the show, who doesn't have a mustache but should grow one, he has a complaint about Keith Hernandez being named as the top sports mustache of all time on your site. Mike, what's your problem with Keith as a selection? Because he's the first name that came to my mind.
You know, Keith Hernandez, great mustache, but how dare you overlook 70s Olympic swimmer Mark Spitz?
All right, let's address this. Let's address it head on.
Is this the big controversy?
I'm not ducking anything here. This is controversial, no question about it. July 16th, we put out a news release asking for votes from the American people of the greatest sports mustache of all time. We put up 12 options, but also allowed for write-in candidates. Keith Hernandez actually was not one of those options we put up. He won as a write-in candidate. If I had a vote...
Was Mark Spitz one of the options?
He was not.
Okay.
He was not. But as a certified mustachologist, I would have chosen Raleigh Fingers.
Nice.
Now, that's a great mustache.
He has a tremendous mustache, and he still has his mustache, unlike a lot of sports stars that became known for their mustaches. So Keith Hernandez was voted by the American people, and, you know, while our blue ribbon panel of certified mustachologists put up 12, and those 12 weren't chosen as the winner, we've got to stand by, because that's what the people said.
But isn't the lesson of George Bush being elected twice, sometimes you need to just throw out the people's vote and just to point someone?
There's more lessons from that than I could cover here today.
Isn't the lesson from AmericanMustacheInstitute.org that we have too much web use? There's too much internet.
How dare you? How dare you?
There's too much. We have too much internet.
Actually, what I would suggest is that the lesson from American Mustache Institute is that what the network newscasts are covering is not what the American people are interested in seeing, because the blogosphere has exploded with interest in the mustache.
Exactly. If you go right Google, on. That's
go
my point.
Google right American there. Mustache Institute. Go look at our video on YouTube about our recent stash bash.
Aaron, stop acting like we're going to go check it out, like it's real.
I'm on it right now. I'm looking at it right now. What are you talking about?
What's wrong with you?
I'm going to go all look right. at bloggers writing on a computer about mustaches. What the hell? Come on! Is there a bigger exercise in futility ever?
This is finally the best reason, the best, most solid justification I've heard for the internet.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Bloggers writing about mustaches.
All right. We're out of time. Aaron Perlitt is the executive director of the American Mustache Institute, and the website is AmericanMustacheInstitute.org. I've made a decision right now. I'm going to start growing one. That's all there is to it. Aaron, thank you so much for coming on the Kevin DeBeach Show on K-Rock.
Thanks for having me on. Appreciate
all right. Bye now. I want to be with you wherever you are listening to K-Rock right now, instead of in the studio debating who has the best stash.
I just say it.
I want to be anywhere else. I just can't take this. Psycho Mike's in the back going, Raleigh Fingers, that's more of a novelty. Shut up.
Dude, you can't open up. It's like saying the word Iraq. There's so much that has to be said afterwards. You can't just say good mustaches and then just let it go. You got to get into it. You got to explore it a little bit, man.
Let's just let it all go then.
All right. Fantastic coverage of local TV stations of the heat wave. We have some highlights of that coming up for you in about 15 minutes. And yeah, your chance to win your tickets for the LA Invasion, the K-Rock LA Invasion, excuse me, September 15th at Home Depot Center. Your chance to win those on the way from the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Right now, it's time to talk to Michael Jackson, who celebrated his 49th birthday yesterday. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. Wow, you sound a little tired.
Yeah.
You guys just woke me up. It's so early.
We woke you up.
What time zone are you in today, Michael?
Pacific.
Oh, you're in our time zone.
Okay, so yeah, it is kind of early. I'm sorry. Sorry about that. You stay up late last night with the party?
Oh, what a party.
Yeah?
It's crazy. Well, it was... I didn't sleep very well.
Right.
Because Elizabeth Taylor found my pillows and thought they were marshmallows, and she ate them. Oh. So I didn't have any pillows.
Wow, that is a party.
You have to follow her around all night long because she was chewing on my stereo cables.
That's how they do.
I thought they were black licorice. I found her in the gravel driveway with a spoon. She thought it was rock candy.
Wow.
She's like a rabbit. You have to watch what she bites.
She's fat, right, Michael?
She is not a thin woman. That's what I'm trying to say.
So you're 40.
She's not anorexic.
Right. She eats a lot. Right.
She's not svelte.
You're 49.
She's plump.
Right. She's a big woman.
Big woman.
Right. Certainly. Do you feel like when you look back that maybe your best days are behind you, the superstardom of the Jackson 5 when you were 10, maybe, and then the superstardom of Thriller when you were 20? What about now? What's your life like today at 49?
I have never been more creative, more vital, more relevant than I am right now.
Really?
Yes, I'm working on a new song for the Katrina victims.
You know, you said that right after Katrina that you were going to do some kind of a charity song to help the victims. It's been 2 years now.
Well, you can't rush greatness.
Right, but people are waiting for that money. They were kind of hoping that maybe some of it would trickle down to them before they die of old age.
Well, I'm working on it.
How much do you have done?
I have a couple options.
Okay.
Hurricane Katrina is not good. It killed some people. I don't think that that's good.
Yeah, that's Billy Jean.
Hurricanes aren't good.
That's not even trying, Michael. That's just you singing along with one of your old songs.
Because we're wet. We're wet. We're flooded. I said we're wet.
Michael,
come on.
You're just rehashing your old tunes. That's not going to help anyone.
Nothing. I'm out.
You're out?
I'm just laying here. Bubbles, down.
Bubbles is back with you?
Yeah, I brought him back for the party.
Oh, I see.
People like to play with Bubbles at the party.
Yeah, certainly, yeah. Did any of your family members come? I mean, did you see Jermaine or Janet, your mom and dad? Did you have that kind of a party?
No.
No one from your family?
No. I invited them, but they didn't come. I don't know why. But that's okay. It was a good party anyway. Down.
Is that a horse?
Yeah. I'm just in my bedroom, that's all. Don't mind me.
You have a horse in your... Is that a goat?
Easy, Manny. Yes.
What's Manny? Going on there?
Just never mind. It's not a horse.
That's a dog.
Dog, wolf, I don't know.
Holly Culkin.
Michael... Is that an owl? You have an owl in your bedroom?
That's Emmanuel Lewis.
Okay. Pig?
Yeah.
Yes,
just
a pig.
That's what it seems.
That's
right.
Just a pig. Okay.
What about the children? Where are Prince and Paris and Blanket? Where are they?
Kids?
What is that?
Do you even know?
Are those your kids?
Omar, what is that?
Wait a minute. You have an Omar?
Omar, was at the party?
Yeah. Omar, what was that?
It's a donkey.
Oh, it's a donkey.
It's a donkey. How come Omar got invited?
Well, he was spinning on the ones and twos.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, he was really good.
And he's still there with you?
Yes.
How about that?
In the bedroom.
Oh, okay.
With all the animals. I need to take a bath. We have to get that dolphin out of there.
How is there a dolphin in your bedroom?
He's in the bathroom.
Oh. He's in the tub. Kevin, come on, man.
Sorry, I should have known.
Oh, this is just getting outrageous.
There's
now.
Elizabeth Taylor again.
So let me think. I heard Lisa yesterday saying it was going to be 106 to 110 in the valley, which means at Kevin's house, 125?
Face pretty of much. The sun.
130? Yeah. Something like that?
It's a constant joke. when you hear the weather forecast in Southern California, everywhere else it's 70s and 80s. And then when you hear that number, whether it be 110
whatever the top number is,
add 20 degrees. I live near Woodland Hills. Woodland Hills is pretty much the face of the sun.
Yep.
How did Woodland Hills get to be the Death Valley of Southern California? I mean, why is there just extra sunshine coming down on the top of your house?
I don't know. I don't know. I just know that it's a brutal joke that everybody's like, oh, it's going to be in the 80s. Hey, shut the F up. It's 115 where I live.
Kevin cannot park in the driveway of his home because the asphalt melts and his car sinks into it. He has to park in the garage, otherwise he can't start his car the next morning.
Now, I would like to point something out, and that is that we have had one constant in Southern California, and that's the Channel 4 News.
Oh, yes.
The Channel 4 News is the best. I'm sorry, was the best. When it comes
really?
To,
is there a new champion for overhyping heat?
When it comes to overhyping whatever, it's always been Channel 4.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter what it is, if there's a tiny problem, you know, bird flu or anything else, they'll make you think you're going to have it within 5 minutes on the Channel 4 News. Channel 4 lost their title. There's two clips from the 11 o'clock news about the heat from Channel 4. Everything else,
Eyewitness News, Channel 7.
No.
How about that?
Way.
I can't wait to hear it.
They now wear the crown as the best news in Southern California. Here's Channel 4 talking about why some of the places in Southern California are empty.
It is hot, Paul, and, you know, on a day like this, these parks, even on a weekday, are noticeably empty, and for good reason, because a lot of people are indoors huddling next to their air conditioners.
Okay, this is what cracked us up, is that everybody knows what heat is, but they'll right. send a guy out to a park and say, show us how empty it is, because it's right. hot.
Not doesn't add a tiny bit to your understanding of the fact right. that it's hot.
So Paul Moyer has to take it a step further.
So the bottom line right here, folks, it is hot. It's going to be that way for quite a while. And if you live in the desert, it is really, really hot.
Oh, well, thanks, Paul.
Oh, well, that's new because that's not usually the case. Thank you.
Now, so far, it sounds like Channel 4 is trying to hold on to their crown.
Yes.
Channel 7. Coming on strong. They talk to a guy who's watching TV outdoors.
Amnon Beer does a pretty good job explaining why he's watching TV outside.
It is hot. I cannot even go to my apartment. It's too damn hot.
It's hotter in his apartment?
Yes. He has no air conditioning, so his apartment's actually hotter than watching TV outside
so
in the sun.
He took his TV outside?
Yes.
This is what's great about... That guy's funny, but this is what's great about the news is it's hot out, so they have to go out on the street and interview people to tell us that it's hot out.
Yes. What do you think of the heat is my favorite question. Or the rain. It's the same thing with the rain.
Look, if a street becomes molten and starts moving,
that's
news.
Right.
I want
right.
to see that. Otherwise, I know how hot it is.
Now, Channel 7 looks at Channel 4's report on how nobody's at the park, and they one-up them and say they talk about how people are going to the park.
In East L.A., this family found an inexpensive way to keep cool.
We were sitting on the porch, and it was really hot, so we decided to walk over here to the park. We seen the water on, and we ran to the sprinklers, and the kids ran to the sprinklers, and you know, just to keep them cool.
Yes. How about that, Channel 4?
Wow.
So they send a reporter to a hospital, and the reporter asks a kid if he's thirsty, and apparently he gives the wrong answer for the newscaster.
Are you thirsty right now?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit is the wrong answer. The bodies of young children and the elderly can't cool down efficiently in high temperatures, so they need continuous fluids.
Well, don't ask him then.
Did she hold him down and force water down his gullet?
Are you thirsty? Wrong answer, young man. These are all from Channel 7.
It's not hot enough for you if you're not parched.
So they send a reporter out to stand near a water fountain and do a story.
Mark, this is one of those days, after several days of oppressive heat, when you want to try to trick your mind into thinking that it's a little cooler, listening to the sounds of running water, or find a fountain like this one. And it works for a while. Then suddenly, reality sets in, and you realize we're at the peak of a very hot summer season.
Thank you for that report.
Oh, no. That guy sounds like he's delirious, like he's been out in the desert too long.
This reporter, and here's what's funny, is they'll air any interview that they do. If they do an interview, they will air it. So they ask this couple why they traveled to the mountains. They're doing a story on the heat. The couple has... There's no reference to the heat. It doesn't matter to them. They just air it because it's part of their story.
This couple explained why they traveled from their San Clemente home, one of the more pleasant areas, to the mountains.
We went to see a dog breeder for a Cavalier King Charles, for a little sibling for him.
Uh-huh.
And we picked him out, and we can bring him home the end of September.
There you go.
What's that got to do with the heat?
Nothing.
What are we listening to?
You're listening to a reporter do a report on the heat who asked a couple why they came to the mountains. The couple didn't mention the heat, didn't have anything to do with it, and yet they still aired it as part of their news coverage.
What's the point of this story?
Here's my favorite question.
Temperatures today were in the triple digits, and everybody felt it.
What do you think of the heat?
It's excruciating, and we're melting and dripping, but we're looking forward to this ending at some point.
What do you think of the heat?
I think it's hot.
Channel 7, don't you know the answer to that one before you ask? Are you wasting all of our time?
Dude, I'm proud of Channel 7. They have firmly passed Channel 4.
They stepped it up. Yes.
It was like the final corner around the turn before they head for the finish line, and they passed Channel 4 on the underside. It's
never
perfect.
Saw them coming.
Here's a girl who has a water bottle, a spray bottle, and this reporter calls it a contraption.
Brianna Gaffney knew it would be hot. That's why she keeps this contraption close by her kiosk.
It's so hot. I spend a lot of my time in the stores, though, because I, you know, I start to get so hot out here that I think I'm going to maybe pass out. So I run in and get a little air conditioning.
Okay. Now they go to a movie theater because it's cool in a movie theater.
Sure.
And they start interviewing people out in front of the movie theater who haven't been inside the movie theater yet about why they're going to the movies.
Speaking of air conditioning, it's always cranking at the movie theaters where many decided to keep their cool this afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Yes,
good
smart people.
It's so nice and cool in here.
Coming in to
Isn't
be cool.
Isn't it cool?
Isn't it cool?
Okay. Lisa May yesterday told us, I'm thinking of going to the movies today to get out of the afternoon heat,
right,
which is completely legitimate, makes sense. Hope she went. Hope she had a good time. Doesn't need to be on the news.
Doesn't need
to be part of the television news coverage.
What do you think Channel 7 has to report about what happens to ice cream on a day like that?
Oh, no. What happens? Tell me.
While others went for a stone cold kind of cool, which they found on a day like today, can quickly melt away.
We walked out the store about 30 seconds ago, and it's already dripping down the the side of the cup, so it's quite challenging.
Ice cream melted.
It's quite challenging.
I'm telling you that they do reports, they do interviews, and they are every single one. There's no, hey, that's not good enough to make the piece. There's nothing like that.
Right.
And then there's a reporter closing by reporting from inside a pool.
Now, I don't want to be outdone by Leo Stallworth. No, no, no. I'm not going to jump in the pool, but I do recommend dipping your foot in if you do have the chance. Reporting live here in Sherman Oaks, Wendy Burge, ABC 7, Eyewitness News.
How would we know what to do without that report?
That was sexy.
What does that do? Did that blow your mind? That just happened.
Channel 7 has the crown.
Sure.
Nice work. Channel 4, you got some work to do. Get on.
Rob, I just want to warn you again, if you've forgotten since last hour, not read any Showbiz Report stories that may offend even one listener in any small way, because that will no longer be tolerated on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Wow. That's a tall order.
I know. So if you got anything that involves drinking or drugs or sex or adultery or any kind of illegal behavior, someone could get offended. So be very careful.
You can read a lot of passages of scripture, but that's about it.
That offends the atheists, Kevin.
Oh, shoot.
But we can still pick on the gays, though, right?
No, that's out. The lavenders are out.
Oh. All right, let me see what I can do here.
Good luck with that.
Everyone's talking yesterday about the late Leona Helmsley, best known as the Queen of Mean.
Yeah.
She had the hotel empire there in New York City. She was famous for saying only little people pay taxes, and she went to the Hooskow for it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, she died, and everyone was talking about her will when it was finally read yesterday because her dog, a Maltese named Trouble, made out better than any of the human beneficiaries in her will.
Wow.
Her dog got a $12 million trust fund.
Because how can a dog spend money?
And if it could, how could it spend $12
million? Doesn't even have opposable thumbs. Can't even count hundreds.
Can't write a check.
I don't even get that.
Here's the thing. Her brother got only $10 million.
Okay, less than the dog.
Right. And gets the pleasure of having to care for the dog until it dies.
But he's got an extra $12 million.
And that's not his. He's just
it's the dog.
It's the dog. The trust fund is in the dog's name, and he is just the executor of the trust fund.
So when he
now that's a dog.
Food, he has to fill up forms so he can be reimbursed from the trust fund.
Right.
Okay.
So the pooch gets $12 million. The brother gets $10 million. Her two grandchildren get $5 million each. And the other two grandkids get nothing.
Wow.
For, as she says, reasons that are known to them.
Dude.
Disagreeing with her.
Didn't send her a grandma's Happy Grandma's Day card or something.
What's the most a dog could spend in its life if it was treated with complete opulence and lived a really long time?
How many years does the dog have left is what I want to know.
Yeah.
He has to eat kibble and diamonds. That's what he has to eat now.
And still it wouldn't be that much.
Yeah. So I was interested in knowing what other lunatics are out there who treat their dogs like people.
Lisa.
And,
Lisa.
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 Lisa May.
Lisa May.
Lisa.
Karen.
Lisa. And I got a list of other celebrities who are also nutty.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The singer Dusty Springfield. Are you familiar with the British singer Dusty Springfield?
Of course,
The name.
The name.
Is that Bean's cousin?
I don't know.
No, that's Petula Clark.
Oh. Anyway, she left the vast majority of her estate when she died in 1999 to her ragdoll cat, Nicholas.
How much?
It doesn't say here, but it was close to double-digit $1 million.
Wow.
Dude.
And in her will, she also insisted that he feast on imported baby food. That's what the cat had to eat in order for the for her will to be executed.
Even so, you're not going to spend. It doesn't make any
Natalie
sense.
Schaefer, who played Mrs. Howell on Gilligan's Island,
yeah,
left the bulk of her estate to her poodle. With someone in charge to be executor of that trust fund as well. And animal activist, actress, and bean crush Betty White reportedly has a will that leaves $5 million to her pets.
Wow. Although she could have an entire farm. Who knows?
Take that back. Hang on. There you go.
There we go.
Sorry. Sorry about that.
Oprah Winfrey also is believed to have made post-mortem arrangements for her Cocker Spaniel, Sophie.
Can't say Cocker Spaniel anymore, Rob.
Oh,
sorry.
Sorry. So that's just some of the lunatic celebrities who are giving vast amount of dollars to dogs and cats.
The good thing is that all human problems have been solved.
That's true. There are no hungry people. There are no abused children. There are no people living on the streets. Everyone's fine. Now let's turn our attention to giving millions to the dogs, shall we? I don't know what's worse, Michael Vick or Leon Helmsley. I'm torn. It's two sides of the spectrum. You got two vast ends of the spectrum, and I don't know who to hate more. I'm torn. Owen Wilson's suicide attempt may be more than just the result of severe depression. There is a report going that Courtney Love says it's all because of her ex-boyfriend Steve Coogan, who is an actor who has a close friendship with Owen Wilson. She says that it is Steve's partying ways and heavy drug use that is influential on Owen's own drug use.
That's how he rolls.
Apparently, the two of them starred together in Night at the Museum and Around the World in 80 Days. And Courtney says she tried to warn Owen to stay away from him because he parties hard. All different kinds of drugs, apparently. And that's where Owen developed a severe drug dependency himself.
I've heard Courtney talk at length. I never know what she's talking about. Maybe that was the problem.
For the record, Steve Coogan is threatening legal action against Courtney Love, saying that the charges are unfounded, unhelpful, and hurtful to all concerned. However, Us Weekly magazine says that there was a drug problem with Owen Wilson. In fact, Woody Harrelson tried to stage an intervention with Owen at his home in Hawaii. So it's possible that the drug dependency may have something to do with Owen Wilson's suicide attempt. Hey, look, if Woody Harrelson's telling you you're doing too many drugs.
Same with Courtney, by the way.
Yeah.
Good point. Wow, you're really partying.
I'm Courtney Love, and I think you're too high.
That's bad.
Then you really do need to take a second look, I think. Although Courtney's clean and sober now, right? She's all cleaned up.
Oh, sure.
What day is it?
Yeah. Speaking of clean and sober, Lindsay Lohan may already be out of treatment and back in the clubs. E! Online says that a Los Angeles DJ that is unnamed in this story, so that makes it a little suspect, was overheard bragging that he had partied with Lindsay just Saturday night. Cirque Lodge, the facility where she got her latest chance at sobriety, would not comment on whether she was released or not. However, Lindsay's representatives swear the story isn't true. And as you know, you can always count on the PR people.
Mm-hmm. I hope it's not. That would be...
Yeah.
That's
this
not is, good.
Really sad,
this does
yeah.
seem like her last best chance to try to get her life in order. So we'll wait and see. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger says he just isn't a tough guy in the movies.
What?
He isn't just a tough guy in the movies. He's a tough guy in real life.
Oh, sure.
Cindy Adams of the New York Post says Arnold likes to brag that he's so hardcore they use a chain for his toenails when he goes in for a pedicure.
That's just gross. I would never brag about that.
You can't be
that.
Tough when you're talking about getting a pedicure in any way.
That's how tough he is.
Come on.
When he gets a mani-pedi, he has to use a chain.
When you start with the word pedicure, you're out.
Oh,
you're
you not, don't know, man.
You're not tough.
You don't know.
It's
tough.
Asshat.
Come on. Tay Leone says she knows how to keep her husband David Duchovny happy.
I hope so, because he is awash in boobs right now.
Yeah, he is, in that TV show.
Yeah.
She says after 10 years of marriage, she still likes to be provocative for her husband. Recently, Taya gave him a picture of her in leather pants and a chain collar and nothing else. And she autographed it for him. That's sweet. That's very nice.
How about that?
And there's rumors that Halle Berry's pregnant again. Rather, there's rumors again that she's pregnant.
Okay.
In Touch magazine says that they have photos of the actress and they're comparing, as they call them in the tabloids, the baby bumps.
Sure.
and that she's been seen recently with her boyfriend, Gabriel Aubrey, and he's very protective of her baby bump, so they're alleging that she's pregnant with his baby.
He's one talented Negro.
She has been talking about babies a lot recently, about whether she has a man or not, she wants to have a baby, so it's very possible that she's finally decided to do it. And Oprah's kicking off her new season. Pretty stellar guest list, if you just look at the beginning.
She's been off?
Yeah, she's been in reruns for the better part of the summer. She's coming back with new shows this fall. Kicking off with some guy named William Clinton. I'm not familiar with his work.
Former president?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he was a president.
That's
seems
good,
so long ago,
guess.
Doesn't it? And then the following week, David Letterman.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Finally.
Yeah. Well, Oprah finally did Dave.
Right.
So I guess this is quid pro quo, and he's got to come on her show. But that should be pretty spectacular.
Is she going to do a show called
I'm So Fat?
I hope so. You know, she's with that Dr. Perricone now. She's on his bandwagon.
I don't know who that is.
He's the guy I was telling you about yesterday. He has the acacia berry. That's the superfood.
Oh, right.
Cures all your ills. She's all over that, so she'll probably never get fat again now.
Well, hell, sign me up for that!
Imagine her just home, just eating bushels and bushels of this berry from the Amazon. You're only supposed to have 2 ounces. Oh, shut up!
I'm so fat.
Give me more. Today's celebrity birthday is Michael Chiklis, or Chicky Baby, as we call him around the set.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I am too. Detective Vic Mackey on The Shield, he is 44 years old today, and Lewis Black. One of our favorite comedians of all time, from The Daily Show and his own comedy specials. He is 59 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Dude, we should totally get that band to play the K-Rock LA Invasion.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Don't you think?
They
I'd
are
I'd like to put out this message. If you're in Paramore, we would like to have you on the bill. Contact
Kevin.
Us.
No, they're already on the bill. They're actually already playing. They're playing with Hot Hot Heat, Against Me, Satellite Party, Cypress Hill, Chris Cornell, Kid Rock, Velvet Revolvers, Foo Fighters, and Smashing Pumpkins. That's the lineup for the LA Invasion. So yeah, that's taken care of.
I work quickly. Look at my
power. Good work.
Yeah.
Speaking of the show, September 15th at the Home Depot Center, how about winning some tickets right now at 1-800-520-1067? It's a little game we like to call the Orchestra de la Raza.
I'm Dave.
I'm Mike.
And with our powers combined, we are El Orchestra de la Raza. Si se puede!
That's all the time we have. Thanks for joining us.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good morning. Genius.
Woo! All right. The way the game is played, as I understand it, and it's been a while, you guys are masters of your own instruments. And by that, I'm talking about you can replicate any rock song with just your mouths. And you're going to be doing Foo Fighters songs here today. All the caller on the phone has to do is identify which Foo Fighters song you are doing. They go into the drawing to win the tickets. Is that right, guys?
Correct, sir.
That is correct.
All right. Now, this happens to be the beginning of every single song. So you need to recognize the Foo Fighter title by the very beginning of the song as done by Psycho Mike and Dave the King of Mexico's mouth.
No,
I'm sorry, who?
Maestro Downtown Brown, my partner, and yes. I am Don Manchingo de Nalgas.
Okay, I didn't realize that. Okay.
All right. 1-800-520-1067. Let's start with Anthony. He is in Carson. Anthony, thanks for holding on. Are you ready to hear the boys do a Foo Fighters song?
Yep, I am.
Good, all right. Good luck with this.
Are you ready, Downtown?
Let's do this.
Ta. Wah. Wah. Wah.
I believe he doesn't have it by now. He'll never have it. Thank you, boys. Anthony, what Foo Fighters song is that, please, by title?
The Dirty Fire.
Close.
Close.
You're on the right track. I think it's the song you're thinking of.
I'm drawing a blank. Dirty.
Close.
Anthony, I'm so sorry. You were thinking of Darling Nikki. That's the song. And the guys, I'd like to say, by the way, did a pretty sweet job with that, to tell you the truth.
Wait, all right. Shane is in Redlands. Shane, you're an air conditioning tech. How busy is this week for you?
Oh, I'm never going to stop working out, thanks.
It sounds like, well, I hope you're done by September 15th if you win the tickets. Listen up, here are the boys with your Foo Fighters song. Identify it by title.
Dun 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 dun
dun
dun dun dun dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun. Again, nice job, the orchestra, I got to tell you. Yeah. Well done, you guys. Jennifer, Simi Valley, good morning. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey.
We've had no winners so far.
Yeah.
Have you gotten either of the first two?
The first one.
First one, okay.
Here's
your song.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Jennifer, tell us the name of that song.
Best of You? What?
We're trying here. We really are. Yeah, that was Everlong, Jen.
Yeah, sorry.
We so wanted to give you tickets. Well, I think at this point, I'm looking at the clock. I think it's going to have to be sudden death. Like, first person who comes up with the title's got to win the tickets, right?
I think we bumped the Foo Fighters and we put Orchestra de la Raza on stage.
That's what I'm talking about.
Alfredo in Los Angeles, good morning. Yeah.
Good morning, man.
If you get it right, you win the tickets.
Yeah, well, hope so.
Sudden death, here we go.
All right, man, make us proud, Alfredo. What's the song?
This is
Foo Fighter title.
Everlong?
That was the last one.
That was the one before you. Yeah, that was Monkey Wrench, actually.
Monkey Wrench, yeah. Oh, my God. All right, let's go to Mario and Pico Rivera.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Mario, can you believe that douchebag said Everlong?
There was the one before it. Okay. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Dude, I'm ready.
Orchestra de la Raza. Why does anyone listen to this show?
I don't know. Foo Fighters title, name it, you're going to the show. What do you think, Mario?
I couldn't even hear the ending, you guys.
No, that's too bad.
You couldn't hear
the had plenty, dude. How much?
You heard 30 seconds of it. Give us a guess.
Foo Fighter song. Title of a Foo Fighter song. Say a title.
Let me get, how about...
You're not guessing, though. You're just stalling.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. The one is what we were looking for this time.
Well, I gotta tell you, it does sound familiar after you play the clip of the song.
Uh-huh. But it's tough.
I don't think I'd get half of them before.
It's tough. Yeah, I agree. But
the next
one's
a giveaway. It's a gimme.
All right. Fernie?
Yo.
Your name is Fernie.
Yeah.
In Los Angeles. All right. Great. Please get this right. Here
All
we go.
All right, Fernie.
Orchestra.
Clean the wax out of your ears. Here we go.
De la Raza. They all sound the same.
All right, please stop. I'm begging you, please stop. I heard Fernie giggling a little bit. Does that mean he's got it? Fernie, what's the song?
Dude, that is easy. That's My Hero.
Yes!
There you go. You are my hero for getting it. Way to go.
Somebody got one right. Nicely done. You win the tickets. Congratulations. Yeah. You were able to do what no other K-Rock listener was able to do. Identify a Foo Fighter song as done.
Yeah.
By Orchestra de la Raza.
Delicious.
Gentlemen.
Yes.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
As always.
I guess.
Dear Kevin and Bean, I am deeply offended that you continue to play Puddle of Mud. I will no longer listen to your station again. Sincerely, a listener. Okay?
Hang on, let me scratch that off.
Take care of that. No more Puddle of Mud.
No more mud. Puddle of Mud gone.
Hello, guys. Alonzo writes in, I've been listening to your show for years. Why do the powers that be insist on kissing the ass of those that complain the loudest? The fact that your show is muzzled by, well, I can't even say that word on the air, really ticks me off. But now that you've received this complaint about how censorship offends listeners, now what is management going to ask you to do? How will they respond? Let me know. That's a good question, too. If censorship offends listeners, then they can't listen to the show anymore.
You know, it turns out the FCC doesn't fine you for censorship, which seems wrong to me.
Yeah, well.
It's kind of backwards.
We were going to do something else here, but none of us have the heart for it. So we want to know what's too offensive. If you want to call us, sure. If you've been offended by our show.
We've been told by our management, apparently our show is offensive. That's what they're telling us.
Yes.
That we're offending people left and right. And so we surrender. We're throwing up our hands. They don't want us to do the show that we want to do, so we're willing to do the show that they want us to do, but we don't know what they want. So if you've been offended by this show, call us now and tell us what offends you, and we'll make a list and we'll just scratch it off.
We'll check it off.
And one single complaint takes care of it.
Equals
right?
the country.
If one person gets offended or annoyed, then that automatically gets ticked off in a box, and we have to never do it again.
You know, that's funny, because we get complaints all the time about the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and never did a thing.
Yeah, Mr.
That's
Weatherby
a great
never
point.
Takes them off the show.
Nope.
Let's ask our lawyers about the freaking Red Hot Chili Peppers.
There's got to be like 5 million people offended by that by now.
Hey, I know I've got a lot of different email accounts just to write complaints about that. I don't mind telling you. But seriously, we have been muzzled in that we can't tell you what the latest soul crushing news from New York is. But we're not allowed to. I know, but we've offended. Apparently, we've offended one too many persons. I guess
literally one dude.
Yeah. Tremendous amount of positive response from others in the same group that was offended, but none of those emails or phone calls or votes of support count at all. They don't go to balance out the one person who is offended. If one person is offended, it has to come off the air, and that's the new era that we're living in. And that's why, as Ralph says, we need to really update our list, because apparently we have completely lost our radar on what is offensive and what's not anymore.
A lot of media outlets now are just run by cowards. Who just run willy-nilly at the mere mention of someone who may be offended at something you're doing. And if that's the world we're living in, then we need to adapt. That's what happens.
I got news for you. That's the world we're living in.
Yeah.
But then we have to adapt.
Matt, good morning.
Morning.
Hi there.
Matt, what have we done to offend you, sir?
That you guys aren't being offensive anymore.
That offends you?
It does.
Now my head's going to explode.
We can't do anything about that. I mean, we don't have the choice to be offensive anymore. We're at a stage now, you know, in the final days of our career that we're not allowed to be offensive anymore. I think we're looking for specifics. Like if you're offended by if you're a Mexican and you're offended, if you're a woman and you're offended, if you're a gynecologist and you're offended, if you're a longshoreman and you're offended, we need to know that, those sorts of things.
They have a legitimate pitch. We got to stop picking on the longshoreman.
We have been hard on the longshoreman.
I'm trying hard.
Way to carry a hook. Yeah, you big cat-wearing sissy. Yeah,
I'm trying.
That whole routine, that was great.
Yeah,
weird.
I do. I'm trying to throw out examples that won't be the one that we're not allowed to talk about. That's what the problem is here.
I have one. BB in Manhattan Beach. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I'm Mexican, I'm Asian, I'm a woman. I don't really get offended that easily, but I was offended when I asked Psycho Mike for some help, and Bean made fun of me because he said I was probably fat and ugly because I have 3 kids and I'm a mom.
Okay, so fat. Is it fat and ugly or just fat?
Yeah, I think it was fat and ugly.
And
I'm like, hey, how did you even met me?
Ugly.
Well, you're offended when we accuse people of being fat and ugly.
I'm not that looking, I don't think.
No. But you're offended.
Well, that's what
you're
getting
offended when we accuse people of that.
Guys.
No, yeah. I just got offended at that one time, but I think your show's great.
So should we take fat and ugly out of our...
No, I think it's funny.
It's too late. Sorry.
Okay, if someone isn't that, then can they be offended if we say that?
Yes, they can.
You can be offended on behalf of someone else. Sure,
so
you can.
If you're making fun of a minority and I'm white,
yes,
you can still be offended.
I can still be offended.
Yes.
Sure. Okay. Just checking.
Yes.
Wow.
We can offend on many levels, Lisa. We're multitaskers.
Okay.
Look, we have a bunch of people on hold, but they all have jokes about how they like the offensive nature of the show, and it's not really...
Okay,
we do too, but we can't do it anymore. That's what we're telling you.
Let's try Jessica in Whittier. She's on line 6. This would be considered a legitimate call, I think.
Jessica, hi.
Hi. I am offended at the fact that I was able to hear "Hey There, Vagina," and a day later I was denied the right to hear it ever again.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's what we're talking about because the word vagina is offensive to some people, Jessica. That's why.
Well, it's not so much that it's offensive to people, it's that people are afraid it's offensive to people.
Yeah, it's, it's cowardice is what
that's
it is.
That's what it is.
Sometimes they'll take stuff off our show before anyone even gets a chance to complain.
Okay, so the word vagina.
In case someone might complain.
The word fat, the word ugly.
Mm-hmm.
We got we're not hearing from Armenians, by the way. How can brow down not be offensive to anybody?
Well, they've stopped listening, those people who are offended by that.
Which is what we recommend,
and we
by
respect
the way.
Them more than anyone else.
Yeah, if you're offended by us, then don't listen. And here's the thing, too, and we're talking about offensiveness, and people like the show that we're offensive. I've been working on the show for 10 years. I've never once known us to try to offend anybody.
Of course not.
We've tried to be funny, and sometimes comedy has targets. That's the nature of comedy. You know, it's the old saying, when you slip on a banana peel, it's a tragedy. When someone else slips on a banana peel, that's comedy.
Right.
I mean, comedy has targets. That's the nature of the beast. But we go out of our way to try to pick on anything that we find ludicrous or insane or silly, and we make fun of almost everyone almost all the time.
And we make fun of each other more than any but one possible.
Absolutely.
Especially Kevin.
Yes.
But especially.
Yeah.
And rightfully so.
Yes.
Well, look he has
me.
Earned it.
Look at me with my right. job and all, for God's sakes.
Okay, how about Crystal in Monterey Park? We may not have time to take it here. We may have to take a break and come back and get Crystal,
right.
But let's make sure we get her on the air. Hey, Crystal, good morning. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Crystal.
Hi. Yeah, I just find it offensive, like, that so once in a while I hear, well, not actually once in a while, it's pretty often, you guys make fun of, like, you make black jokes and stuff like that, and I just find it offensive.
Okay, so no black jokes.
What, is there anything in particular you can think of? Because I'm sure that there is a wide range of jokes and comments that are made about blacks, and some probably do offend, some probably don't. Anything specifically you're thinking about?
No, I can't. Can't actually. I just remember.
It must have been pretty biting then.
I'm sorry, excuse me.
It must have left quite a scar.
No, but it happens more
listen,
than once.
Just a general sense.
All right. No black comment.
What about jokes about Mexicans?
Jokes about Mexicans. Yeah, it's kind of offensive. But usually, you guys have Mexicans on the show that are making fun of themselves as well. But you don't have any black people on the show.
So it's contrary. Like, well, yeah. I wish we had a black person on the show. Yeah. Hey, but they don't show up. Hey, let me ask you this though. And I'm serious, Chris. I'm really glad you called because this is exactly where it's a learning experience for us. For instance, like last week, Ralph made a comment. We were talking about Michael Vick's name came up, and then DMX's name came up right after that as also being involved in potentially in a dogfighting ring. And Ralph said, "Hey, blacks, stop with the dogfighting." Now, is that a remark that would be offensive to you?
No, that's not offensive. Like, I don't, it's more, I wish I could think of an example. Unfortunately, I can't right now, but it's just, I remember one of the times, like, I had my friend here, and he's black, and, you know, we were listening to the show. I wanted, you should listen to the show. It's so funny. And you guys just happened to start making these comments, and I was like, no, there's, you know, it's not that bad. It's
what a burn on you.
Yeah, no kidding.
You're trying to bring a friend to the show, and we're stabbing you in the back.
I look like a jerk.
Oh.
Well, that's what you get for letting a black guy in your house, first of all.
We're going to make note of this, but I would like to suggest that anyone who, for the very first time, listens to any show isn't necessarily going to get the comedy. But if you were a longtime listener, you would get it.
Right.
We're being facetious
we'll
when
still
we
make
say
notes.
These things.
No,
you know?
Ralph.
I am
that's
a
the
longtime listener, and sometimes I am offended by the black.
And you have every right to be. And you know what I love about you, Crystal, is not only are you offended sometimes, but still listen to the show because I think you know that the show has more to offer than whatever that one thing is that offended you. But you also have the guts to call and come on the air with us and talk to us. And I'm sure you speak for a lot of people, and I'm glad you called, okay?
I appreciate you giving me the chance.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
See you later, Crystal. Bye bye.
Well, that's off the list then. No more black.
No,
people,
see,
no black.
Like,
no
we
fat.
Care about a like we care about a black person's opinion. Come on.
Oh, would you please? This is what
am
I'm
I missing the point?
About.
Too soon.
Mr. Weatherby's right.
All right. I'm sorry, I did that. I'm embarrassed that I did that. I did a bad thing.
All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to look for some more calls because seriously, this list has to be longer. I know that there must be more things that people are offended by than they're calling in with, right?
Well, we do get in trouble every day from our management. Why don't we have them just call?
There's got to be some broads out there we cheese off, right?
Yeah. Of course.
You cheese me off. Are you kidding?
Yeah, but you're a woman. We don't listen to you.
You're missing the point. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Enjoy your last day.
Ralph, are you willing to give up your showbiz beat for this hour because we're swamped here with calls?
Gladly.
This is much more important to talk about.
It's bigger.
Absolutely.
The man has his foot on our neck again, and there's more stuff that we're not allowed to talk about on the show every day. Here's a great emailer, then we'll get right back to your phone calls about what seriously you are offended by so we can put it on the list so we know not to do it anymore, because that's the only show that apparently is tolerable anymore. Here's an emailer named Michelle who says, I want to know who I can write to complain. I'd like to let them know that the world needs laughter, not Hitler. So there you go. I think that's the slogan we've been looking for right there.
Of all the laughter, not Hitler.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
And we're getting a lot of jokes about this, like people are offended by my big head, and people are offended that we're not being offensive enough, and people are offended by clothed traffic reporters. That's all funny and all, but we're serious this time.
Although I am taking my clothes off.
And Kevin does have a big head. And it is offensive.
Let's talk to Dave on line 4. He is Japanese, Mike.
Okay.
Thank you. And he's calling to complain about something. Something has offended him. Good morning, Dave. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Good morning, gentlemen, and Lisa.
Good morning.
All right, what do we do then?
Wow, you don't sound Japanese. You speak English.
I know, I admit the fact I am Japanese. I am sneaky. But that's the point.
You can't say that, Dave.
Oh, I know.
He's Japanese.
The comedy's fun. The only thing that offends me, and it's kind of a quirky thing, but, you know, and I'll move on, but... when there's a reference to Tokyo or Japan, you get the proverbial in the background.
Right.
And that doesn't bother me. But when I hear a reference to Korea or China or Taiwan and I hear the hey in the background, it bothers the crap out of me.
Okay, so give me the ones where it's acceptable. Which ones are
Japan, right?
Anytime you reference Japan.
Just
George
Japan.
Hey, you know, hey. Whatever okay. It may be. Sushi, hey. You know, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay, but Korea,
but
no.
Dave, the other Asian cultures don't use the hi, apparently.
But okay. How are we supposed to know? How are we supposed to
be? He's telling
us. We can't tell the difference.
Oh,
if somebody brings up
you, Bean?
No, I'm saying if some. All right, if Dave... If Ralph says Tia Carrera, I know she looks Asian. I don't know whether she's from Japan or from Thailand or from Hawaii or where she's from. How am I supposed to know?
Then hold back the high.
Yep, that's okay. What
the
you
high
do.
Is so funny. Hold back the high until you're sure.
Hold back the high.
You brought up the point of writing in. Are you allowed to tell us, the listeners, who we could write to? Broadcast, you know, who your parent company is that we could write to?
We're owned by CBS. I can tell you that.
CBS Viacom.
We're owned by CBS.
CBS yeah. Radio is the name of the company.
But I got to tell you,
I wish
you
it
honest,
mean anything.
Yeah, Dave, here's the honest truth just between you and us is that they don't care what the listeners think. This isn't really about the listeners at all. This is about them and from their position of cowardice, as Ralph pointed out earlier.
And I've been a long-time listener, and I'm taking this seriously as much as you are, and there is some funniness to it, but... You know, it sounds like you're serious, and this is all of your livelihoods. I understand that.
Here's the thing, dude.
If it comes to the point where, I've listened to you since high school. It comes to the point where if you can't do your job the way you want to do it and there's no happiness, then what's the point?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we all are starting to feel that way, David. That's for sure.
I mean, and I listen daily, just 10 minutes before the hour, just to listen to Ralph. You know, I sit here in traffic, and that's the one thing I may make sure I listen to. And it's one of those things where, the listeners, you have a lot of loyal fan base, but unfortunately, we're powerless just as much as you are. If they're not listening.
But the positive support is meaningless if there's one complaint. That's what we've
that's
learned
exactly
about our
the
company.
Case. Yeah. There's not equal weight to positive and negative comments that we get from people. That's the sad part.
I hope you all weather this storm. And if it doesn't work out here, please find a way to communicate to your listeners where you end up.
Thank you, Dave. You're a good man. Thank you very much for the call. Stop it with the Pearl Harbor, too, all right?
Of course.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Yeah.
It has been 66 years.
I just said. But he even admitted they are still sneaky, so you got to be very, very careful.
We're not really sure you're not going to bomb us again, so.
Come on.
All right. On that tip, what about our Muslim friend John from Orange, who's on line 3? John, good morning. Thank you for holding. Thank you for calling into the Kevin and Bean Show. How can we help you?
Thank you for having me. First of all, long, long time listener. I've been listening to you since I was like 12 years old. Last week you were talking to a lady from Jordan, Gada.
Yes, yes.
And you guys were making fun of how they're like ass backwards and everything like that. They're actually way more Americanized than you think.
Well, we were talking to her about wanting to put our show on.
And I think that would be a really good idea.
In Jordan, but it seemed to us like it would be the worst idea
ever. We're too
ever.
Offensive for America, John. How are we going to be not offensive in Jordan?
She said we couldn't talk about sex or alcohol.
They try so hard to be American over there that I think they would appreciate the show.
Well, they would.
John, listen up real quick, because I think Lisa was saying something that's an important part of the conversation here. Gada, the program director, the Jordanian that we spoke with, said – We can't talk on the air about sex or about drinking or about religion or about politics. All of those things are forbidden in Jordan. How are you going to put this show on over there? It just it wouldn't work.
How are you going to put this show on here?
The old show we couldn't, but the new show we will be able to.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it'll have no edges.
Right.
The end is near.
Thank you, John.
Appreciate the call. Hassalamu alaikum. Or however that goes. I don't know how that goes, but thank you.
John, like that's his name. John, right. John, well, the Muslim.
Lisa,
that's the fake name he gave when he got his fake passport to get in this country.
Lisa in Montebello.
Lisa?
Hello.
Hi.
What have we done to offend you, Lisa?
I get offended by all the fat girl jokes.
And there's a ton.
Okay. And
see what you did right there? Boom.
I hate when, like, for example, one time you guys said, oh, thanks to all the black guys, you take all the fat chicks. You know, or one time you said, when a woman calls and says, my boyfriend doesn't pay attention to me, right away you assume they're 300 pounds.
Okay, so no fat jokes.
Okay, you know, the alternate to the theory of us not talking about it anymore is just for you to lose some goddamn weight.
You know what? It doesn't matter.
Bean, you're not helping.
You're not getting it. We're trying to treat this seriously.
I'm
you're
sorry.
Not doing that.
I got to get on board with the new plan. I'm sorry, Lisa. I apologize.
Lisa, ignore him.
All right, let's try Lorena in Santa Monica.
I'm sorry I did that.
But don't people realize?
I'm embarrassed that I did that.
No, Ralph,
I did a bad thing.
I know she might be sensitive to weight jokes because maybe she's heavy, maybe she's not. But she is. But if you could say, if someone has problems with the relationship, we say, well, you should lose some damn weight. And us not even knowing, we couldn't possibly know whether that person was heavy or not. Isn't that obviously just a facetious joke that we're making just to be silly, just to be stupid and goofy?
Yes.
How can that be offensive?
Which is no longer acceptable.
Lisa has set us straight, though. Ralph, apparently we were wrong, and that is hurtful and offensive to people, and you're not allowed to offend one person.
Lorena?
Lorena, good morning.
Lorena, hi.
Hi. Hi, Lorena. What have we done?
You say a lot of ethnic jokes, but you don't hit the white people.
Oh, we don't hit the white
you
people?
You need to hit the
Are
white
you kidding
more.
Me?
I'm going to give
all
you
guys say
all
right.
a quick
guys
list.
I like mayonnaise, which is totally true.
All right. K-Fed, the entire 909, Moments with Kevin, Rednecks, Flatbillers.
Wiggers.
Wiggers.
Paris Hilton, Lindsay Lohan.
It's not we. It's
and
not possible.
Pete Doherty.
Lindsay Lohan is just a whore.
But she's white. She's a white whore.
That is true.
Seriously, what about Rednecks in the 909, which we do all the time?
Apparently, never heard That's me talk about country too. Music.
And what, yeah, no kidding. And what about your radio pal Bean, who gets made fun of more than any
well,
white man on the planet?
You
know what I'm just saying? I'm
we
still a white
fun
guy,
of
though.
Because he's so white.
You
he thinks you put cocaine in
it.
Tupperware.
That is pretty white. All right. I think we're out of time, unfortunately. Right. How about Michael and Alhambra, though, if we can squeeze in just one
more? I'm offended by Alhambra.
It's Alhambra.
Yeah, how come you can't I'm say vowels anymore?
I'm offended by your inability to name things in Southern California because you live on a freaking island.
And it's all I changed. Don't... You were able to say Alhambra like a year ago. Now it's Alhambra.
He's picked up the accent in the island. That's what it
you
is.
Just gotta, you guys live in a place with weird city names.
You
I
can't say
that.
Vowels.
Michael, what's the deal?
Yes, and it's Alhambra.
Okay, good. Alhambra. We noted. Know. Thank you.
Alhambra bad. Go ahead.
Basically, you know, I'm a very long-time listener, grew up in Southern California, and I don't know if it's a fact that, you know, I've gotten older, but it seems to me like your show has gotten much more crude in the past few years. And it's not that I'm any type of prude or anything, but, you know, I have a child now, and... You
that
know, you guys
does
are
change.
On early, you guys are on early in the morning.
Yeah.
And, you know,
wait a minute.
The fear of, you know, driving.
I'm offended
like...
by the fact that we're on early in the morning. I'd like to sleep longer.
Yes. Well, let me throw this out to you, Michael, and you bring up a good point. It's one we've certainly heard before. We haven't changed. You have. Your life circumstances and priorities have changed. Ours hasn't.
But, you know, it honestly seems that, like, since, you know, Psycho Mike has been added to the
well,
show.
No question. He's a bad influence.
That, you know, the kind of the crude factor has definitely been raised. I mean, I can't imagine 5 years ago you guys having a song, you know, about, you know, the...
Can't say it.
Yeah, we know what you're talking about, but we can't say it.
Can't say it. We're not allowed to even mention it.
Okay, how about the, hey there, vagina?
Can't say it!
Vagina.
You know,
no.
I gotta tell you, I don't think that song is... All
it doesn't matter, people.
Or rude or obscene,
if one person
even.
Does, here's the thing. Here's the show that you're going to get.
I can understand
on
people
K-Rock.
With kids though in their car not wanting
sure.
to put us on because
certainly.
They think
we're not appropriate for kids.
Inappropriate, yeah. I can see that.
Don't you think that you have some sort of a responsibility based on the hour that you guys are on?
No, I think you do as a parent.
Right, and I totally agree. And that's why, obviously, if I have, you know, a child in the car or my wife who's a little more sensitive than I am, I can't listen to you guys.
Okay. And that's the right choice.
That's a good thing for you to do.
Turns out.
Okay. Don't you think there are a lot of times when there are kids, you know, even 16-year-olds or 15-year-olds that are at home listening to the radio, you don't feel that maybe you have some sort of a responsibility?
Let me ask you this, Michael, because you seem like you're coming at us from a real place.
Uh-huh.
If we don't make any jokes about anyone fat or any minority or any
sexual
white
content
or any sexual or any, if we say Alhambra the wrong way, we can't make fun of the 909. We don't make fun of any of that stuff. What? Why would anyone listen to this show? Because it's not just what offends you. It's what offends any one person.
Right.
And that our company has decided they're going to bend over and take it because one person is offended by one thing.
But do you really think it's one person? Do you really think I'm the only person with this?
No, I think you represent some people, and I think most people are fine with it. And I think choice is a good thing, and you can listen to something else. That's what I think.
I totally agree. But do you really want to force me to listen to Mark and Brian?
Not really. It's not our goal.
Obviously, we don't want to drive away listeners. No, we don't.
But if you're surrounded by children, then that might be the choice you have.
The problem is that we can only do stuff that we think is funny, and that's so subjective that if you don't happen to agree with what we think is funny, we completely get that. But we can only do the show that we think is the best show we're doing that pleases us, because that's the only thing we can go on, really.
And I got to tell you, I am speaking on all of our behalfs. There's nobody here that's trying desperately to really just hurt someone. It's just not the case at all.
And it's not our job. Our job is to entertain people. Obviously, we'd like to reach as many people as possible and please as many people as possible.
All right, we're being defensive. All right, we'll take everything off the list.
Michael, thank you for the call.
I don't mean to pick on you. You had a very valid point, and it's a very interesting insight. It's good to hear from people how they feel this way. And
well, I appreciate you guys taking the time to take these calls.
It's no problem.
You bet. Take it easy, man. Boy, does that guy need a Hummer. What?
Oh my God.
All right, we got to take a break. It's Kara QFM, passing Los Angeles, the world famous K Rock.
His wife's huge, right? Big, fat one.
Hey, how about that heat, huh?
Woo! Yeah, sure is hot.
Man, is it hot out there.
Crazy. Actually, before we go to our special guest, Kevin, that you don't know is on the phone, how about another clip from the outstanding Emmy Award winning Channel 7 Eyewitness News coverage of the heat yesterday?
Are you thirsty right now?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit is the wrong answer. The bodies of young children and the elderly can't cool down efficiently in high temperatures, so they need continuous fluids.
Why not hit the kid in the head if he gives you the wrong answer to your question? Why not that? Well, Kevin, we make fun all the time of the fact that you live out there in Woodland Hills, which is the hottest place on Earth. It's always at least 10 degrees hotter than it is in the rest of Southern California.
It's 10 degrees hotter than the hottest temperature that is forecast, whatever that is.
Right, right. And we're trying to figure out, how does Kevin do it? How does he come in here without sweating? How does he come in here and look so good? So we have your assistant, Linus, on the phone with us, who's out there right now making plans for you to get off the air here in a few minutes. Good morning, Linus.
Hello, Kevin at the Kevin and Bean Show. Hello, the other one. Hello, the woman.
Hi, Linus.
Hi, Linus, can't you learn our names? I'm Bean and that's Lisa. We work with Kevin every single day.
Listen, it's just about Kevin at the Kevin and Bean Show, okay? That's what matters.
I don't have an... Oh, for God's sakes.
Linus, what's all that racket? Where are you this morning?
I just wanted to call Kevin at the Kevin and Bean Show and let him know that I finally put his plans to action and everything will be as the Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show wants when he gets home.
What plans did I ask for, Linus?
Well, I understand the other one and the woman. Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show gets very, very hot here. And so usually when he sleeps, he has me stand by the bed and wave a pond frond.
Really?
And that helps?
Cools him down.
Okay.
And I suggested maybe a fan. He goes, no, it's too noisy. I can't sleep. So I just got like a peacock feather or a palm frond, and I just gently wave it over him while he sleeps. And that's not good enough for Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show. And if Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show wants to be cool, then Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show gets to be cool. So he asked me to get some polar bears and some penguins and put them in his house so it'll seem like he's in the Arctic.
Are you kidding me?
So we filled the house with polar bears and penguins.
It's like a mental trick.
I don't remember asking that.
Of course you do, Kevin, at the Kevin and Bean Show. That's what you said to do.
Oh.
That does sound like an awful lot of work. Now, I don't know what kind of a boss Kevin is, but does he scream at you if he gets too warm?
Kevin at the Kevin and Bean Show doesn't really raise his voice. He raises his hand.
Oh, that's ugly.
and the hand is usually holding a gun.
That is very ugly, Linus.
Yes. So when he says do something, you have to believe it. Kevin the Beecher, guess what Kevin the Beecher wants.
I do.
I'm certainly does. Now, what kind of procedures do you have in place for Kevin's enormous underwear requirements?
Well, we have a giant meat locker that we store all of Kevin the Beecher's underwear in. And then when he's ready to change every 2 to 3 hours, we bring him a fresh pair of cold frozen underwear.
Wow. Sounds like a good plan. It's got to be helping, Kevin. You must feel pretty good when you get it home, then.
I don't recognize any of these plans.
But I just want to let you know that the Bears and the Penguins are in place.
Okay.
And I've got fans going here around the clock trying to keep the air cool.
Okay.
Okay.
And the wife and the kids said they'll see you at the beach house. They're gone. They're not staying here anymore.
Okay. I see. And will you be out front at 10 o'clock to pick up Kevin in the air-conditioned limo, or how does that work, Linus?
I'm trying to pick him up, and I'll be dressed as a snowman.
All right.
And he says, Kevin, the KB shows that makes him feel cooler.
Okay.
When I'm a big carrot nose.
And sounds like a good plan.
Someplace else.
So it's
that's
still
no carrot.
So it's still okay to make fun of me.
Oh, absolutely, Kevin of the Kevin Bean Show.
Okay, good. I'm just checking.
No one complained.
I don't know what the rules are.
Who could be offended? You.
That's a good point. All right, Linus. Thank you.
Stay cool.
Bye, Kevin. We're
sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
What it do, nephew?
If it was possible for them to put Ryan Seacrest on in this spot tomorrow, would they do it? Would management do that?
In a heartbeat.
Yes. It'd be safer, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That'd make a lot of listeners happy. How about this, kids? How about 1-800-520-1067? Get on the air, get a prize. It's a pair of tickets to the USC season opener. It's your Trojans versus Idaho. That's the Vandals, I believe. That's Saturday at the LA Coliseum, plus passes to the K-Rock tailgate party before the game. And just for you today, you've also won the brand new custom limited edition Kevin and Bean sanctioned What It Do K-Rock bottle opener.
You get one of those, too.
That sounds silly. Those rule.
They do rule.
They're really cool.
How many times have you been out there and say, oh, this cold beer would taste so good right now if I just had a bottle opener?
And then you try your ring, and you try a key, you do all the things that you do.
Put a door jam. It doesn't work. But this, it's the size of a credit card. It slipped right conveniently into your wallet.
Yeah, it's pretty good. All right, let's begin with Eric in Los Angeles. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, what it do, guys?
What it do?
What it do, Lisa May?
Hey, Eric.
So I was reading on Yahoo yesterday. There was this real estate tycoon who just died, like, last week.
Yeah, she's Leona Helmsley. She's one of the most hateable people in history.
She was the queen of mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what they were saying. But, yep. Yeah, she left $12 million to her dog and nothing to her grandchildren.
Well, there were four grandkids. Two of them got zilch.
Two got $5 million.
Two got $5 million each, which doesn't even add up to the dog.
Her brother got $10 million.
Dog got more. And dog got 12.
Yeah, I feel like if you leave $12 million to your dog, we should at least like jump in and take that and like redistribute it to a charity or something or other.
Nope. Well, she did leave a lot to charity as well.
She had billions.
What are you going to do with $12 million?
I'm proposing to the dog. I know that much. I love that dog. I want to marry it. I want to raise it as my own. I want to take very good care of that dog, and we'll be very happy together because I need a new job. If you're listening out there and you have your own company and you'd like to hire a disgruntled, hard-drinking Irishman, Ralph at krock.com. I'm in the market
Miguel
for a new position.
In Silver Lake. Good morning.
Hey, guys. How's it going? What it do?
What it do,
Miguel?
What's going on?
Oh, so I have this problem at work. I have this secretary, and I can't seem to get rid of her. Let's just say she hides snacks in the office drawers.
She hides smack in the office drawers? Smack is in heroin?
No, snacks.
Oh,
like,
snacks.
Intriguing.
Oh, your phone's cutting out. That's too bad. That was going to be a good call. Thanks for calling. You had a whole something else.
Thank you for participating in the Kevin and Bean Show. Your call is important to us. Unfortunately, your phone sucks. If you truly need to prove how happening you are by flashing your groovy cell phone, do us all a favor. Stay out of freaking Radio Shack. Splurge! Shoot the extra couple of bucks and pick yourself up a phone that when you use it, people can, actually hear you. But thank you for attempting to call the Kevin and Bean Show on your really crappy phone.
That's not very nice. Put that on hold. That's not very nice, guys.
Can't do that anymore.
No.
Chris in North Hills, good morning.
Verizon's offended.
Glendale?
Hey, Chris.
Morning. I have an Armenian girlfriend.
Yes.
She hates your show but loves Ralph, and she's threatening me to stop pleasuring me if I stop listening.
If you keep listening, she's not going to give it up?
Yep.
Is she, do you like her?
Yeah.
But you said she loves me, though, right?
Yeah, she adores Ralph.
So bad taste.
Well,
right
no.
There.
First of all, great taste. And second of all, what if I talk to her for you and put her straight, set her straight?
Well, you can talk to her right now. She's right next to me.
Put her on the phone.
Hand her the phone.
Yeah, hold on.
What's her name?
Her name is Sylvique.
Sylvique.
But it's Silva.
Glendale.
Glendale.
Brow down.
Hello, Ralph.
Sylvique.
Yeah.
Hi, darling.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Your boyfriend says you're threatening to withhold sexual pleasures from him if he keeps listening to our show.
It happens because I get a little offensive that you guys say stuff like that on K-Rock about Armenians.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, that's Psycho Mike, baby. That's not me.
Well, we got to take care of Psycho Mike, maybe, huh?
It's really not all Armenians either.
I take care of you, bro.
But thank you. I wouldn't even make this phone call. I would cut us loose so fast if I were that guy.
Yeah, no kidding. Why is it even a question for him of which one to give up? Tell him to start listening to Mark and Brian full-time tomorrow. That's what you do.
There's just no answer. There's no question about that.
Well, I just wanted to reach out to Sylvique and say, listen, you know, we're just kidding around here, and don't take it out on your boyfriend. Be good to him and treat your man right.
For being that nice to me, can I get tickets too?
Oh, nice try.
Aww.
No, baby.
Sylvique, and I'm also going to go one further because this is the new era of the Kevin and Bean Show. I'm going to apologize to you for that song that Psycho Mike did because we were wrong. There aren't Armenians who are hairy who drive BMWs and have cell phones and pager stores. Those people do not exist. We were mistaken.
Sorry. No can do.
Nope.
Okay.
But do right by your man, Sylvique.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. She so long ago hung up on us. Why don't we talk to Brian in L.A.? You know, it is football season. We just had Jay Moore on a few minutes ago.
Almost.
And the Raiders are playing. Yeah, that's right. Raiders are playing Seattle Seahawks this Saturday night, which means I not only get hate from Raider fans here on the radio, I get hate from Raider fans on the streets of the city I live in, which is just going to be miserable.
Love that.
Brian, what's going on with you and the Raiders, dude?
Oops, I'm sorry. I have the wrong line if you're trying to talk to Brian. Sorry.
Raider Nation?
Brian, hi.
What's up?
Sorry about that.
Hey, I was driving around Sun City, and I saw this house like that's entirely painted in Raiders colors, and it was disgusting. And I don't know if you're allowed to make fun of Raiders fans now because I don't know if the Mexicans are going to get offended or what, you know. But
that's a good point.
Al Davis might be offended.
Al Davis is the one we want to make fun of.
Mike, is that the house you went to with the Raider colors?
I don't know. I went to one in Alhambra. I ambushed the guy and actually got some audio. Where was this, dude?
This was in Sun City.
Sun City, so South Africa.
I don't think it's that Sun City, Kevin. No.
Sorry.
Because I don't play Sun City.
Well, there are hardcore Raider fans. That's one thing you can say about them. They do love their team no matter how crappy they are. I mean, they can win two games and Raider fans are still all up in, oh, they're the best and everybody else sucks.
I kind of like the Raiders. I always have, but Al Davis really blows. I mean, he's a horrible
You have to admit,
owner.
It's a good-looking house when it's black and white with pirates on it, though. That makes a good decor.
Certainly does.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call.
My wife won't let me paint our house eagle green. I know that much.
Well, she's making the right call.
No, she's not.
Big mural of...
I'm going to get live eagles. Just tie them to my house, and they'll just fly in circles on a tether above my roof.
And as people drive by, they'll go, fly, eagle,
exactly.
Fly.
Yeah.
That's
good
not
idea. All right, I think we're going to end it there. We're going to thank our very special guests on the Kevin and Bean Show. We mentioned Jay Moore. You can see what he's doing on foxsports.com. And how about my new friend Aaron Perult? How about him? He is the executive director of the American Mustache Institute. And if Ralph's in, I'm in. I will grow a mustache.
Joe Muzzies.
Oh,
I agree with him that the mustache was an awesome fashion choice, and it's criminal that it's gone out of favor.
Let's stash up.
We need Kevin to grow. Kevin
yes.
is the
key. Hey,
we're
if everybody's stashing up.
Are we not a team?
If everyone's stashing up, I'm stashing
all
up.
All right, we're all stashing up.
Wow.
Psycho Mike?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I must say, though, people, they say, you're Mexican when they see me. You don't appear Mexican. When I grow a mustache, you will see my Mexican.
Full-blown Pancho Villa, aren't you? Yeah.
Lisa, you Lisa mustache?
Sure.
All right.
I'm
good.
In.
Good deal.
Ralph is going to kick our ass, by the way. He is way better at growing facial hair than we are.
Well, I don't know. I've never seen you guys try. I mean, it takes
yes,
a little
you have.
While.
That's
not,
the point.
I'm not as good as some people. Some people can just go, just bear down, and they've got a mustache. But it takes me a couple weeks. But once it comes in, it's sweet.
Okay.
Sweet.
You almost said that like you believe it.
I do believe it. I'm going to go with the goat first, and then I'll just, once I get a good start, then I'll lose the beard and I'll just be stashing.
All right, one more question before one more question before we hear about tomorrow's Kevin Abeed show, and that is, will there be a Kevin Abeed show tomorrow? Because apparently we have been asked to make the long walk down the hall right after the show
today. I don't know if you guys knew or not, but we have been beckoned to the chambers. The holy ones.
I'm going to handle this the way I usually handle this, which is to run out the back door.
And be loud. Oh, Kevin didn't get the memo.
Oh, so no one told him. What was he supposed to do?
Yeah. Why do they want to meet with us?
You know why.
But what's going to happen in the meeting?
They're going to say, stop talking about it because we want to make sure.
You can't do it. You can't do it. And we're not going to be able to do it. We'll nod and we'll leave.
We already heard that.
It's not a meeting.
Yeah.
I'm with you. It's a one-way conversation. We can just put dummies of us in there and have the same result. let's make some dummies. They'll never know the difference.
Unfortunately, I'm the same
let's
either
make some
way.
Mannequins.
We do. We have a stand-up of Bean.
Exactly.
Let's just walk them down to the office.
We do, don't we?
We used to have one of you. I don't know if we do anymore.
Oh.
Do we have one around?
We have one of me, too.
There's me.
There's Kevin.
My leg's wide open.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to draw on that.
This is the worst.
All right. Well, here's the show that we have planned that we might or might not be able to do tomorrow. Rob Zombie, director of Halloween.
Okay.
On the show tomorrow. Celebrity Rap Superstar is on tonight. That looks like it may be the best hour of television
I've
ever.
Seen a little taste of Perez Hilton, the gay dude who has the celebrity news website.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
rapping. It's pretty spectacular.
The word is lavender.
Oh, we have all three.
Oh,
see?
There's Ralph. There's Bean. Fantastic.
Looks like Lisa's going.
Lisa's going to carry those stand-ups into the office.
With the stand-ups.
Hey, Lighting, I'm not kidding. I want you to walk those three stand-ups down to the boy general manager's office and put them in front of him.
Yeah. Say just
not
yap,
kidding.
Yap at them for a while.
Not kidding.
Right. Same thing. Same results.
We know what he's going to say. Also tomorrow, the Cambridge math professors apparently have determined some type of a mathematical equation with which they can tell who has the sexiest walk on Earth.
Wow.
Well, that doesn't even make any sense. There's no math involved
in
who's got a sweet ass.
They have made a mathematical decision. They've come to the right answer, by the way, I think. Jessica Alba.
She's pretty damn hot.
I'm saying I don't need a mathematical equation to say, but they've come up with one that supposedly she fits, and she has the sexiest
walk.
Nice,
there's scientific proof that backs up your assumption that she's got
right, exactly.
Walk.
Yeah. And Pete Carroll, USC.
Fight on.
Head coach.
Fight on.
And K-Rock LA Invasion tickets.
Fight on.
Kat Corbett is coming
Let
up next.
Let us know how that goes tomorrow, people.
Listen tomorrow to Kat Corbett in the morning.
Yes, this may be her last midday shift. They may move everybody up a notch.
Chris Hardwick will be on here tomorrow morning. So please enjoy.
And Brian Dunkelman, too. That's what I hear. Cat's got 40 minutes nonstop. K-Rock, how about Queens of the Stone Age? Red Hot Chili Peppers, hard to believe, but somehow that's not offensive. White Stripes, Pearl Jam, Rise Against, and more right after this on K-Rock.